When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening,
everybody.
Everybody get up.
Welcome back to another episode of The Wanger Show.
Another one.
This is episode 231, Cody.
231, I believe someone earlier said it was Fampy.
Fampy.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I think that's it. I'm not going to look it up because I'm
or maybe
levels.
It's Fanny or Feeny.
Feeny.
We are back here. This is The Wanger Show, episode 231. A wonderful podcast. The greatest podcast. Yeah. The greatest, shittiest podcast you will ever hear. Where friends come together, have a good time, and talk about shit. And we're out. Thank you. Have a good night. And this week. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Alex Marzonia.
Hey, I'm buddy. Back in the building.
Yes, you are.
Back in the live studio for the
live
first time.
Studio.
I love that we call it a studio. We're just lying to the audience and ourselves.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A studio.
You know, it's
it
a room.
It feels like a studio.
It's a room.
Hey.
But
I'm loving it here. Yeah. Looks lovely. Thank you for having me here in person.
Thank you for wearing shorts.
Yes. let me know how my ween looks, if I can make this, if I should make this taller or not.
Gonna mark that one. On. Yeah, let's go ahead and mark that. How's it going? Let me know.
I think your ween looks fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Looks great. Looking great.
Oh my God!
What was that?
God.
Looking great.
God's approving.
God, are you here? Oh, we have a special guest, a second guest. Oh no, one of the hosts of the show. Brian is here.
Oh. I like the idea. Hey. Like this is obviously the way to deal with the box in here, but I love the idea of Brian as God, and he's just like letting us know how things are going.
I am God.
Yeah.
Well, yes, welcome.
I will. You guys do your show. I'll be here. I'll just let you know, like, if that was a good joke or not. If
you're
kind of lagging, if like, all right, like let's wrap things up. Let's
Okay. All right. You'll be the official producer. Yes.
We just have him pop in and out on the visual.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That'd
be great.
Well, welcome, Brian. Welcome, Alex.
Hey.
How's everybody doing? I don't know who to go to first. Do I go to our guest or do I go to God?
I want to know how God's doing.
God, why do you hate me?
Oh.
Also, how are you doing?
You know, it's hit or miss. You know, weird. I don't know if we're back in the pandemic.
Why
a lot of pressure
you
on you.
Forsaken me.
A lot of people are calling out to you looking for help. I wonder if that's overwhelming for you, God.
It can be. You know, people come to me for questions. I tell them to get vaccinated, but they think they misinterpret my words and say, don't do it.
Oh,
that's what they do.
It seemed pretty clear what you were saying to do.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting how the interpretations of your words
you
work.
Guys, you guys double masking again? You guys closed?
Double masking it up, bro.
Everything's closed. Why are you guys back in studio? This isn't necessary. This isn't
Well, God, the thing is, no, we're still okay for now. We're playing it by ear. We're not in like a shutdown yet.
Year.
Playing it by
like
ear.
Playing it by year. Like
a year and
oh, well,
you
want to
play it? Yeah. Like we're gonna adjust next year and see how it goes.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's by ear, like you're hearing how things are going.
It's probably by ear, yeah.
Improv, okay. Improvisation.
Yeah. Don't question God here.
Yeah. This is God calling in from his own separate YouTube channel. Because remember we talked about God having a YouTube channel.
That's right, yeah. It's good to see you do some
How would God and with his YouTube channel handle the pandemic? Would he He just he would have Vax ads like all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he would go, praise be to me. You know.
Yeah.
Praise be.
I think God's YouTube channel would be thriving during this time. Yeah. So many subscriptions going down there.
Do you think he replaces anything that has God in the title with? He's like, oh, I love me, Father.
What?
Me, it's my father.
I don't get it.
The Godfather.
I know, I got that.
Okay.
He's replacing it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Brian was saying, thanks me, they praise be to me. Okay. And so, like, oh, we're replacing everything,
I thought you were talking like,
yes, yeah, there you go.
I thought you were talking like if that was like a YouTube policy where you change out words of God.
Okay. YouTube probably doesn't
our
like the
father.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, yeah, our father, instead of you just be like,
my father.
Me. I'm the father.
Weirdly, I kind of expect God to be how Brian is. You know,
whatever, I'm over this shit.
Mental.
Yeah. I mean, he's literally judging people whether he wants to hang out with them in heaven or not.
He's not a little judgmental.
Yeah.
He's very judgmental.
I'd say God is the most judgmental of people.
I can say, yeah, he's the only one who can judge.
He made 10 commandments.
Yeah. What are the ones? Thou shalt not covet the neighbor.
That's right.
Thou shalt not fuck your wife. Yeah.
Thou shalt not.
That one's got to be a specific one.
That was first one guy who, like, banged his wife, and he's like, nah, you can't do that anymore.
Can't do it anymore.
Just, like, can't. Mm-hmm. But where you question, like, what if you, like, think about it, like, later on? What if you, like, beat off to her? Like, what are the rules here? I guess God makes the rules here.
Yeah. There you go. Big fan of God, Alex? this God.
Praise be.
Praise be to me.
Yeah. Praise be to God.
That's a good one.
Then, that was great. I wasn't looking over there when he said it. Again, it's so much better when he just... All right. Go on.
Yes, I'm a fan of God.
He's There's another one.
Grew up Catholic.
Nice. Irish Catholic.
Always go to church. Whoops.
Oh, okay. You can say you went just for the donuts. I think most people did.
God would understand.
Yeah. Mom, if you're watching, I went to church yesterday.
If you're scared, go to church.
All the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Every single week. Yeah.
But I went to church on Christmas once. Mm-hmm. Dude.
What was it like? Was it fucking turn up or what?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He was there.
He was fucking going crazy.
He was fucking there.
It's like, it's my day.
It was like 8 hours long.
Oh, God.
It was so long. It was a full work day.
Those midnight masses can be, or at least the night before masses.
I can't wait for that.
Like, super long. But, whenever I'd go to, my family would take me to Christmas morning. whenever I'm on here, we're talking about Christmas somehow all the time.
Did we really?
I don't remember at all.
No, just the white Christmas, I guess.
Hell yeah. One of us.
We'd go to the 9 a.m. Christmas, and choir would be so bad, like, that would make it bearable because I kind of shit on.
You're
a
singer.
Yeah, just the choir because it was just so mm-hmm. bad.
I just,
like,
there you go.
Do you do that for everything now? Like, just do you just judge every fucking person that just wants to live their dreams and sing?
When you don't want to be somewhere, you find the smallest things to get your attention, and that was like,
oh yeah, tell me about
the
it.
Only thing I was like, oh God. Mm. Just, like, focus on that one thing and just, like,
shit all over them.
Exactly.
So I just thought of an idea that is pretty horrible, but it also might be a $1 billion idea. Commentaries on church services. So Alex
Rocky
was just talking.
You pulled it?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. That's
Rocky
where he went.
Is Jewish.
Context to that.
Warm up. Wanger's
context
warm
to
up.
That.
Wanger's warm up. Yes.
Friend of the show, Roxy. Anyway.
Roxy is Jewish.
It's pretty clean.
That was the cleanest bite of it.
I kind
of
want you to play the whole file with the silence in there.
Because there was a very long pause after he said that.
Oh, God. Sorry, Alex. It took Brian 10 minutes to soundbite you. All right.
It's quick work, though. That's good work. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. That's why God gets all the prayers.
Be to me.
God coming through.
Brian, can you turn your mic up just a tad?
Probably not. Let me see. I'm like...
Oh, that sounds good there now.
Over here. So just talk a little louder.
Yeah. Use that God voice.
All right.
Mm. Ugh.
That's what God said.
All right.
All right, guys. Let's help some people out today.
All right. So church. God.
Got those
Christmas.
Out of the way.
Got it out of the way. Yeah. So who are you voting for next term? I don't know who's playing next term.
Who's playing?
Who's playing?
Who's playing?
I don't know.
Who's playing at Kamala? The next election? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Brian, it's all shit, man. We're getting back in the swing of things, you know? Just
also, is there a heat wave? That's what we see in the
it's pretty hot.
News out here.
Yeah.
It's like 95, high 90s today.
100 in our area.
Really? I don't think I'm coming back to L.A. It's a heat wave. Mm-hmm. Kamala's there, I think. Double mask.
How's the weather over there?
It's humid as fuck.
Oh, okay.
It's nice, but like I sweat right through this. It's
hell yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's a body pool, sweat. So you jump in the pool, feel great. Oh, that's awesome.
I do like pools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pool or beach guy? What are you?
Ooh.
Pool.
Yeah.
Pool over beach. Beach is one of the most, we talked about this before, it's one of the most stressful locations you can ever take me.
I don't like sand. It's coarse.
Unless I live on the beach and like it's literally just convenient, just walk out there and go to the fucking ocean. No. Trying to drive down to Newport and deal with
Pulse
all the fucking
Chica.
Traffic and everywhere.
Huntington.
Getting no parking spot. It sucks. Mm-hmm. It's hot. You get sunburned. You always leave feeling like shit. Mm-hmm. But cool, you got to see the waves. Awesome. You take a fucking Instagram picture of your feet looking at the fucking ocean. Cool.
Ooh.
Great.
Really making me want to come back to LA.
Yeah. I love this Marc Maron set right here. This is great.
You know, guys, think about fucking beaches. Yeah. You know? Oh, God.
So what is it over there? Like not 90s?
Upper 90s.
Today was like 97. And Amber and I walked to lunch today to a taco place, which I got to take you guys. It was pretty good.
Mm.
Around Burbank?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty good. I'll take you there too, Brian.
So is like even outdoor seating allowed, or is it like go?
Oh no!
Again?
So everything is
with Newsom. Saying
everything's still. I don't know what Newsom's saying, but because I blocked him on Twitter because he won't respond to my
Did
text.
You guys ever watch his daily updates back when this shit like first started, went crazy?
Yeah.
I used to watch that shit. Like, oh, it's 12 o'clock. Time for the Newsom update. Let's see how it's going.
Did he call it news with Newsom?
No. Wow. I wish he did. No, he's a very humble man. He knew those tough times for him. He wasn't making no puns. But,
okay. He wasn't having fun with California and all the home.
Hey, guys.
Top
news here for another Newsom update. Yeah, news puns with Newsom. Yeah, it's the. What were we saying? I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I think places are still open. You just have to wear a mask indoors. Well.
Okay, so it's like, what are we, tier orange?
Oh.
I never knew what the colors meant. I just avoided people, and I figured that was a safe practice.
Yeah, he doesn't see color.
I've been to a few restaurants. Yeah, I've been to a few restaurants.
Yeah, openly, proudly.
Like twice in a day, Alex.
Yeah, I went to a theater before this, actually. So
are you wearing a mask the whole
time? I wore a mask the whole time. I'm still super cautious, like, even in restaurants as well. Like, I'm only, like, when I get a drink.
How do you eat?
Like, well, like, I take it off for that.
So you're not wearing it the whole time.
And then I put it like.
You take it off, you sneeze. And
I
then
eat
you
as fast. I eat as fast as I can, and then I put that shit back on right away. Just because I'm like.
You stuff it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I sit as far away away from people as I can. Mm-hmm. So
are the movie theaters 100% open? Or are they.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Alamo Draft 100%. House is buffer seating, is the only one. So I will pay money for that.
Mm.
Yeah. Buffer seating, so they separate you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
So two seats between parties.
Wow. Okay.
So
rock and roll.
Because they have food there. So
You drive all the way down to downtown to go to Alamo?
Yeah. I mean, it's either there.
I guess that's closer for you than like Burbank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely
okay.
closer.
Yeah.
Could go
Do
to
they
Puente,
not have Edwards or AMC's Glendora. Where you're from?
Yeah. I mean, Puente Hills.
It's too
hits.
It's a good theater.
He's got to go to Alamo.
Been there.
He's got
to
post that
but
IG Alamo ticket.
Exactly.
Did you do that?
Did you do that? Yeah. I always do that. Did you guys want to check?
I got to see the story or post.
Follow it. Alex, you guys don't follow the Enya?
I was busy today. I didn't look at my stories. I don't know. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was in Burbank today. I saw what's it fucking called? Jungle Cruise today.
Yeah.
What's your review? Let's talk about this here. What's your review
fucking
on Jungle
somebody
Cruise?
Somebody pay The Rock. He needs more.
I actually really liked it. It's super fun. It is literally African Queen meets Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
And it was just complete joy for me. Mm. Emily Blunt is amazing. Dwayne
you
Johnson
gave it,
is being fun.
One star. No, that was your... You gave J. Ed... Why'd you watch J. Edgar?
Okay.
Ooh, that's what popped up for me. J. Edgar from 2011.
10 years ago, Alex.
You only gave it one star?
Mm-hmm.
10th anniversary?
It was boring. I watch it for. I'm trying to watch. Trying to watch all the Caitlin Dever movies.
Caitlin Dever's in J. Edgar.
I saw that.
Was she like 6 years
old? She's like seven. She's like seventh build on Letterboxd at least.
She's also 7 years old in that movie.
After Leo,
he's just catching up on Kamar.
I'm just like watching everything. About her, you know, family history. Just like in, when I meet her, I'll be like, "Hey, I loved you in this movie." You know, and be like, you know, whatever.
One scene in J. Edgar where you played the granddaughter.
She played not J. Edgar's like, descendant. She played like J. Edgar's like original boss's daughter for like 10 seconds. And then I was like, it was at the very beginning, so I was like, is she coming back? Why am I watching this fucking thing?
You're watching for Army Hammer.
I was about to bring up Hammer. I was wondering who was going to do it. Yeah. How was Army in this movie?
Drop
the
Hammer,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, once you get to the meat of the story, he's really great.
Good.
I'm glad we got. Okay, Alex, did you not like that?
He said good. He said good.
Good, Christian. That was good.
Edgar, like, a questionable figure, like he did some questionable things in his time. Did you watch the whole movie?
Let's talk about J. Edgar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he was in not Judas. Was he in Judas and the Black Messiah?
Yes.
J. Edgar. Yeah, he was responsible.
He was like taking down a lot of prominent figures that were like rebellious and like labeling them communists when they were just
Kamala.
You know
they were just Kamalas.
Yeah, just Kamalas.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
God approves that one.
I was looking for the drum hit.
Green.
Damn it. It was one or two. I knew it was
it's
one of
the
that
same
one.
Color as your ball.
Yeah. I got a bowling ball, guys. I got a bowling ball on my
fuck
birthday.
Fuck J. Edgar. Go ahead. Talk about
I
your ball.
I spent my birthday hanging out by myself going to a bowling shop and got a new bowling ball. Mm-hmm. So fucking stoked.
What's the guy's name?
Wong. Harry Wong. Is his name that you sound like, right? Guys, if you are
very nice guy,
if you're in the West Covina area, which I know a lot of you are, clearly, check out Wong's Bowling Supply, guys. Great, great shop. He's actually a really sweet dude.
Yeah,
got me a really good ball. I'm excited to use it. Want to see him?
He sized up your hand.
He did. Oh yeah, he did.
Oh,
he checked out the size of my fingers. He's like, let me see these bad boys. And, tested them out all different, like you know, angles and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Make sure it was fitting to just ring was on there. Yeah, I bowl with my ring. Some people don't. I don't really find it to be much resistance to my spin, so I keep it on. Yeah,
because if you take the ring off, your head falls off.
Yeah,
Did he look at you square in the eye and he's like, you got some good fingers?
Yeah.
He did say they were long. He's like, you got some long fingers. I'm like, I don't know what to say right now.
He's a finger looking good.
I know. You're flirting with me, dude. I don't know what's going on. But,
I did get to see his ball too, by the way.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I got to see Cody's ball. Can not Wong's
ball?
Balls.
He saw my ball. He saw my bowling ball the other night, guys. Mm. And it's a beaut.
And it has a name.
I'm calling it the Gyarados. It's got like a blue teal tint to it. Nice. So I'm calling it the Gyarados. We're gonna see how it goes. It's probably gonna suck.
So I haven't taken it out yet for a spin.
No, not yet. I'm gonna try probably hopefully maybe in this weekend, maybe next weekend. We'll figure something out. Yeah.
Did we sell, but do we have happy birthday music for Cody? It's his birthday. You know, he's 35 years old.
I had to try it.
Work one. You can't hit the work
you can't
one.
Shout hit out, the big red button. That's apparently the work
wrong.
One. It's right there. I'm sorry.
I can pull up. No, my phone's not connected. So happy birthday. Sing it. Sing happy birthday to Cody.
What would a Marzonia happy birthday sound?
As Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Cody.
Oh, get up.
I don't know. Is that what's
please like, keep going.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Thrust those hips, as you're saying.
Cody.
Oh, my God. His penis is out.
Happy birthday, dear Cody.
His shorts have gotten higher since he started singing.
Happy
oh, my God.
Birthday.
Did it get hotter?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I'm flustered.
Why are you crossing your legs, Cody?
Oh, I don't know what to say. Why. Oh, man. Alex.
It's going to need a minute. Going to need a minute.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Marilyn.
Well, happy birthday to Cody. What
happy
are you,
birthday,
26,
Cody.
27?
I'm 29 now, Brian.
Whoa. Yeah, you're not feeling so hot about it either.
I mean, nothing crazy happened. I just, you know, I woke up Sunday depressed.
Yes. Well, I mean,
I was more hungover than anything. Yeah. I was not feeling good at all. And I was like, this must be what, you know, getting older feels like all the time. It's what
so
I've
you went out the night before. You celebrated.
I had a few drinks at home. Had a couple people over and had a little thing, but...
I didn't get the invite.
So. Sorry, God, you were out of town, okay?
God was...
I really should have thought about that.
He prayed. No, he prayed for you. You just didn't answer.
Yeah. I pray in that God shows up to my birthday party. He didn't want to do it.
How fucking cool with that... Yeah. You're just chilling, and he's like, hey, ho, ho, ho!
If I was God...
Merry
Christmas!
He's Santa Claus. He's Santa Claus, yeah. You're like, holy shit, it's
I
God.
I love the idea that God is just Santa Claus.
Why
That's
not?
Great. That's great.
He watches you when you're sleeping. Keep your one eye open.
Jesus Christ.
All I know is if I were God, I would hang out at people's birthday parties if they asked
me. Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, fuck yeah. What am I doing at 1 o'clock today? I'll go down there to fucking Jimmy's birthday party. Hell yeah.
Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a great time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How did Grant take your birthday? All eyes were on you and not him.
Oh, he was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not as insecure like that where he needs attention all the time. Okay. He's actually a very nice man, apparently. Good for Grant. I think it raised him pretty well. Guys.
Whoa. Yeah. That's a good dad right there.
Yeah,
that's a good daddy.
So. Hope so.
Okay.
Daddy. Yeah, there he is.
Thanks, God.
Papa.
Daddy.
Papa. Take it from one father to another.
God, how'd you spend Father's Day? Let's talk about that.
You know, it was hit or miss. Like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know.
Sometimes
every day
is
Father's Day for God.
Yeah.
He's the daddy of all.
He's the ultimate daddy. Ho, ho, ho.
Again, he's not Santa.
Why can't he be?
He's giving everybody presents all the time. Okay?
He's either Santa Claus or he's Dumbledore. Which one do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, so you think wishes are the same as praying? Is that what you're saying?
I think Christian imagines God as just an old man with a big old beard.
What? How did you picture him?
Round.
However.
Round.
Wearing like a red suit with like a white belt. Yeah.
Marilyn
black
Monroe.
Boots.
Hello.
Hangs out with deer. You know, that's kind of how I pictured him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Reindeer.
Throwing it back to a few weeks ago, Cody, did Mark Ellis wish you a happy birthday? Because he didn't wish me a happy birthday. We can text him right now at the same time.
Okay.
Be like,
even if he didn't, I wouldn't give him shit because during that whole segment, I was quiet the entire time on the Ellis show because I did not wish Mark happy birthday on his day.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, I hope this isn't going to be like Cody to him. I totally spaced and forgot. So happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
But Ellis did. But because I texted him, Christian, and Brian a picture of the bowling ball that I got from Harry Wong's bowling supply. And because it was a segment that we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
And then after that, he wished me.
Well, let's see. Brian, when it was your birthday in February, did Ellis text you?
I don't know. But I know the only reason that you guys knew it was my birthday was because Laura posted on Instagram.
No, we have it written down.
I mean,
Brian, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Earlier that day, I saw it, and I was like, fuck. I texted Christian, I was like, fuck. And then we figured it out. And they were like, we'll make it seem like we're doing a surprise.
Yeah.
Like, we totally remembered.
We had a fun show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care about my birthday. It's I'm 31. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, you're really old.
26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 29 now.
I just turned 28.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday,
also
Alex.
Within the last week. Yeah.
28 on the 28th.
But Ellis didn't text you. What a dick.
Didn't text me.
No, man.
Call him out. Call him right now.
Yeah, call him out. Call him out right now.
Hey,
look,
Siri.
Look at that camera right there.
What is number
Everybody one? Tweet at Mark Ellis. How dare you not how dare you not say happy birthday to Marzonia?
Mm-hmm. No, but we did spend some quality time yesterday.
Oh, he saw you in person and still didn't say happy birthday to you.
You had birthday balloons
Mark
around you.
Drove to my apartment just to say happy birthday.
Wow.
No, he didn't.
I don't believe that for one second.
He
Mark
does live
will not
close.
Go anywhere for anything.
Mm.
That's true.
You're one to talk, Brian. When have you ever been to my place? Other than like that one time for Wangers that one time.
When have you invited us?
All the time. This was a running bit on our show where I would always have these. You too, Christian. I want to see you nodding too much.
I think I have one up on him.
Yeah, yeah. You were there this weekend. So
I was.
You were good.
Once.
But
once.
Oh, he got the invite.
Yeah. He wasn't eight states across, Brian. Okay,
How
but
big do you think the U.S. is?
I can just take an Uber. I'll be right there. I forget where I was going with this. You know, no, the thing where like I was talking about the game nights and all that stuff, and I would invite you guys all the time. Super Bowl parties. Famous football parties. You guys would never
Except
come.
Game night.
Mm. Yeah.
Got to research this. What was the timeline of when you invited us? Like hours before? Day before?
Day of. Probably, usually.
That's a little last minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you guys doing? Okay.
For what? Game night? I have friends.
I have friends too.
They live really far.
Fair enough. Fair enough, guys. Sorry.
Eight states away.
Yeah. You make it there on time. I understand that.
I need to start coming around more. As Grant's godfather, I need to start being around for him more.
I feel like you had a... I mean, it seemed like you had a good time on Saturday night.
I did.
It was fun merging these two parts of my life together, where it's like the Wanger side and like the people I've known before that side. And watching Christian being like a fish out of water, but like a fish that like grows legs really fast.
It takes me time. It'll take me time because I've met most of your friends.
Yeah.
I think there was only two of them there that I hadn't met before. They were great. They were my favorite. I had met them beforehand.
Oh, they were at the wedding.
They were at the wedding. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there it is.
Oh, no. Did you say it's nice to meet you? Did you do that?
I always say it's good to see you.
Yeah.
I always say it's good because I never know. Your core group, I remember them specifically. So it's like, hey, what's up? You know, give them a hug. I gave Gabe a handshake, of course. Can't give Gabe a hug. But, yeah, I think overall, what are you guys looking at the chat for?
I'm looking at Nick Reeves' comment here. I can confirm that Cody did invite Christian and Brian to the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl in 2018, and that neither went.
Ooh.
And that I know for a fact was not the morning of, hey, you want to come to a Super Bowl party? That was like probably the week before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I doing? I was busy.
At a better party, I guess. That was a great one because my brother was there. My brother's an Eagles fan. And he's the worst person to watch sports with. I think I brought this up on the show, too. So when they won, he was screaming. And he was like, fuck yeah! Losing his mind.
Oh,
yes, in my apartment.
Tyler or Dalen?
Neighbors?
Tyler.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I can't see Dalen yelling.
Yeah, Dalen's like, ah, cool.
All right.
Champions. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, it was a good time. Good laughs and good hangs. He knows. That's it.
That's all we're going to say. I'm also burping, trying to hold it right now, trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
But, no keggers, but we had a lot of beer.
You had a lot of
my
alcohol.
Pacificos that I brought today are from that night. I got to empty out that fridge now, but.
Oh. You had a lot of booze in there. Yeah.
Beer pong?
No, no, nothing like that. It's a very small apartment, and we had, a kid sleeping in the other room, so we couldn't be
very
too loud. But,
don't invite everyone on from the show to the party. Very
especially people not 8 to 10 states away to the east.
It's 9.
Damn it, so fucking close.
Very close. I like Nick. Well, Nick says, love how Christian knows for a fact that he was busy in February 2018. I remember this.
I don't remember what I did 2 weeks ago.
Hold on. Cindy in the chat, Cindy Perez. Saying, sorry, Cody, we celebrate Brian's birthday every Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, Sidney Perez isn't biased at all. Okay, all right.
It's also a fake account. That's Brian's managing. Brian's managing the account.
I went pretty silent there for a second while I was typing out.
Let me log into my Sidney Perez account.
Yeah, how dare you take my week, Cody? That's my week.
Unbelievable.
And you're like, oh, let me watch the Super Bowl.
I'd imagine that's like having a birthday on Christmas. Like, that must suck. You know, everyone's there to, like, not celebrate you. They're there to watch a football game.
For God, right?
Yeah, basically.
For Jesus.
He's the one handing out gifts.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's Santa.
Yeah, my dad's birthday is a few days after Christmas. I always feel like double gifting is, like, the hardest thing. It's like, maybe I'll give you, like, a really big one, and it's, like, half... for Christmas, half for your birthday, but like, I don't know. That just feels kind of shitty to do. Like,
well, it is your do it. Yeah.
If you feel shitty doing it,
does your dad tell you that? He's like, dude, that's kind of shitty. You only gave me one big gift,
dude.
He's
the type of person that would never say that.
But like, he's feeling it. He's feeling it on the inside. He's like, oh, he only gave me one fucking gift.
I think I only
shouldn't have had. He was an accident.
I think out of
Jesus, Alex.
This just took a dark turn. I think. On Saturday, I only got one gift out of everybody, and that felt great. Like, I didn't have to, like, open a bunch of presents.
That's awkward. Yeah. Well, it's
weird. You're not 12.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Gifts in front of everybody.
Yeah. I mean, people got me, like, a thing of booze.
Yeah. The one gift that was it from Justin? He had all the
things. Yeah, he had, like, a big bag. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Yeah.
But it was, like, perfect. All the things that he gave you was just, like, it was, like, so for Cody.
Yeah, he knows me.
Yeah, it's weird enough having...
Newports. I don't know what Cody smokes.
It's weird enough to like have. It's
I would
not
be
like
a Newport guy, wouldn't I be? I totally would be.
It's not like you had it's a party. Oh, look at me. You just had a gathering, but it's like weird enough to have like a party and then like expect gifts.
No,
and, like,
if anything, I hid and just like, I talked to you. I think you and Casey for most of the night. I want to say,
I tried to mingle. Yeah.
What's that?
Not even your own son?
He was asleep, Brian. He was asleep. It was his bedtime, and he slept like a champ, granted, really well.
Did you have streamers, balloons, happy birthday, Cody?
No. There was no indication at all that it was my birthday once you walked in. It just looked like, okay, this is just another night.
Do you think Grant senses that people were over, and he's just like, hey, my toys are fucking moved. Who is playing with my shit? Like, he senses that people are around.
No, he's got a sound machine in there, and he's just like, you know what? It's bedtime.
You said that, and I didn't want to sound stupid. But I was like, what's a sound machine?
It's just a bunch of random sounds collected. It's just like, ah, oh.
Really?
No, it's white noise, Christian.
Oh, okay. It's just like you and Marissa. You're like, mommy's here. Daddy's here.
Keep sleeping, Grant. You're doing great, buddy. Just sat for like a loop for 8 hours. Yeah, no, it's just white noise.
Also, Cindy says, hey, Christian, love the great new Wanger setup. Thank you so much. Thanks, you're so sweet. Stop it. Thank you.
Oh, it's fake.
Brian, it's a real studio. What are you saying, Alex?
I did invite you guys, not you, Brian. You're nine states away. It's my birthday, and it was nice just hanging out with people. I think that's what I wanted most. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just cool to just be.
Yeah. But it was in a secluded area, though, not like around a lot of people. It wasn't like at a restaurant or anything, right?
It was in a restaurant, but in the corner. I asked, because I know the people at.
You know, that's where the
restaurant.
Virus goes, right?
Yes,
it goes
exactly.
To the corner.
In the corners, yes. Yeah. That's prime, where it circulates, you know. That's
real
what
estate.
We want.
Right,
yes.
Real estate.
Exactly.
Did you have a good time? I felt really bad I couldn't go to that.
I did have a good time. Yeah, you know, we missed you. Missed you guys. I wish you could have been there. But
We'll hang out soon.
Alex is a good time to hang out with, like at bars and stuff. Like we'll say. After Smowdown and stuff, he's always a good hang. So, bummed I missed that one. Dude. Yeah. He's not himself at all. He's just a wild man.
He's like, you guys want some coke? You guys want some cocaine?
Off of his scotch and whatever.
Yeah. That's right, you're a scotch man, aren't
scotch.
You?
Yeah, scotch. Okay, yeah, I ordered a scotch at a bar, and usually I'm expecting, like, you know, this much of a pour.
Neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Neat, yes, exactly. But they gave me, like, a third of the glass, and that was intense. Also, they bought me, like, birthday shots and was, like, bartender's choice of whatever. They gave me a peanut butter jelly shot, and I was like, I'm allergic to peanuts and peanut butter. I hate to, like, refuse this.
You're going to get killed on your birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't want to risk it, and so luckily...
We're like, you don't want to get fucked up?
Get real fucked up, you want to die?
You're
going to
be a bitch on your birthday? You got a birthday bitch over here.
This guy doesn't eat nuts.
Yeah. Let's get some nuts over here right now. Eat the fucking nuts.
Eat luckily. My nuts.
Luckily, they gave me a new shot, but they gave me a lemon drop shot, which is super sugary. So it's like, that gave me a mad hangover. So it's like, should I have died? Should I have taken the risk with the peanut butter? Should I have gotten that?
Well, we're all dying.
Hangover. That's true.
That's what I learned when I turned 29.
Yeah, you just woke up and was like,
I got to show you guys this photo that Marissa took of me depressed on the couch. Hold on. Floor the day after. Hold on. Give me one second here. This
old,
was a lot further away than
what
I thought it was.
Doing?
Here we go.
How many photos
I'm going to show you guys right here. This is me. I'm laying on Grant's pillow.
Oh, that's so cute.
In the middle of the floor. Grant's eating lunch, and I'm just like, I'm going to hang out. No one can really see.
Let me take a good look at it.
I'm at the very top of the screen. That's my head sideways. It looks like.
I don't see anything.
This is such a weird pull. But it looks like the poster to Dan in Real Life starring Steve Carell.
Oh,
you guys remember that film?
Yeah.
Where he's got his head on the pancakes? Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like with me right now.
Now, were you really laying there, or was that a bit?
No, I was miserable. Yeah. I was miserable, and I was silent for about 20 minutes. And then Marissa, I think, just break the silence and the awkwardness, just texted me that picture. And I was like, sorry. I should.
What do you do? Go ahead.
Did you have a head hangover or a stomach hangover?
Stomach one.
Yeah. Same. Oh.
Yeah. And then, like, the food that I tried to eat, which was leftover pizza from the night before, made it incredibly worse.
Oh, no.
And I was, guys.
You
it
throw
was
up?
A long day. No, I went out the other side. And it was not good.
Yeah, I love pooping.
It was a rough day for Cody's tummy. Mm. I'll say that.
So what do you try to do to get over the hangover?
Just keep drinking water.
Yeah.
Eventually, I had to eat something. I had like a burrito, I think. Mm. But it didn't taste good. I just ate it out of necessity.
Yes.
You know, to get sustenance in there. But
okay.
I got through it eventually, guys. But it was a rough, rough day for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
29 though. Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
29, baby.
Cheers.
Last year in my 20s. Yeah.
Yeah. I've only got a few months left.
You still have like 6 months, don't you?
Yeah. Eight? Yeah, I do.
You got most of the year.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
Happy birthday, Mark.
I'm excited to turn 30, dude. Can't wait to get old and leave this earth.
God, what are your thoughts on that? You want to hang out with Christian? He's excited to hang out with you.
I can't wait to see you. Ho, ho, ho.
He's way too depressed for me, man. Take it easy, man. Chill.
You're going to ruin the vibe up here, dude. You got to relax. All right.
I'm hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to get rid of this pain.
Yeah.
Brian, how about you? You getting a lot of you doing a lot of drinking out there? Or you just doing a lot of chilling?
Just chilling, drinking all doing day, both. All night. Fiona's are my.
Oh yeah, Emmanuel. Don't worry, Cody's going to get us on his thoughts on death very soon.
Oh, I'll get there. It's
very is that a Corona Light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are?
We have Corona premieres. Although I did have a Corona. I drank all weekend.
What the fuck is the difference between a Corona Premier, which is supposed to be like the lightweight option?
What's your problem with Corona?
And Corona Lights.
This is the same because they both say 99 calories.
Corona 90. Premier is 90 calories.
Oh, how's it feel to be fucking wrong, bro? How's that feel right
How's
now?
It feel to be wrong, God?
Yeah.
It feels weird being a fat ass drinking 99 calories.
Oh!
Instead of 90. I'm sorry. Those extra 9 calories.
Hey, man. What does it say for the carbs? This says 2.6.
This doesn't have a carb list.
Whoa.
Oh, it's probably like 10.
Yeah. I can taste the difference, though. I like Corona Premier, though, because, like, I could have, like, 10 of these and not feel a thing, you know? But then it sneaks up on you.
3%.
My thing is, like, I would like to feel it right away, though. Like, I don't want to, you know, if I want to get drunk, get me there.
Okay.
I don't want to take 3 hours to get drunk.
Okay.
Like, come on. I'm there at the bar. Let's make this happen. I want to feel, you know, drunk. Let's do this. Yeah.
Take some shots.
Yeah.
Take some.
I'm not a shot boy, though. People kept trying to give me shots the other night, and I was like, guys, I can't.
Who was drinking shots?
They were trying to get Cody.
I don't think anyone did because I didn't, so I guess I was the party pooper. But
Marissa did show Fireball. An amazing old video of Cody taking a shot.
Oh, you were there for that?
Yes, okay. I won't say anything else, but it was an amazing...
I will say it because I'll say it because it's going to be funny content.
Okay, well, but for some fucking hilarious reason, everybody has a video on Cody, like, drunk and taking shots.
Right. All from, like, 2013, 2014.
Super, super old.
Cody, yeah.
Wait, all different videos.
Different videos of just when I would hang out with people, and because it's been a long running joke for ever since I started drinking that I'm not good at taking shots. No matter what the liquid, you can give me a thing of water, and I'm not good at it. I just can't throw that much liquid back there at one time. Okay, guys, can't do it. Can't do it. The alcohol really doesn't matter.
You haven't tried all liquids.
I mean, so Marissa, my wife, had a video. I don't know why she still has this video from legit. 8 years ago, I think, when I was 21, freshly ready to drink, and I was taking a shot of this pink liquid. It was UV lemonade, and
the funniest part about it though is that this video it's like super long, and Cody's anticipating the shot.
It's a very long buildup,
and during all this, Cody's giving commentary saying it's like, it's not UV lemonade. It's not UV lemonade. It's not UV lemonade.
I was looking back at myself like, there's no way in hell that I could not take a shot of UV lemonade back in the day.
And the timing couldn't have been perfect. After he takes a shot, like, the camera literally pans over onto the bottle of UV lemonade.
it was a great moment. Everyone laughed at me. I felt great about myself.
And you were so drunk, though, so it was fine.
I was. And then... And then I released the video, and sure enough, I tried to take a shot of UV lemonade, and I immediately run to the sink, very concerned. I got it down, though, guys. I usually get the shot down. I'm never feeling good.
So the video itself was funny. The reveal was funny, but I think the funniest part was Marissa. She was cracking up. She was like, he's struggling as if he's taking tequila.
I know. And this you know, it's how I be. It's how I be, guys.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to take shots. Shots are overrated. You guys want to take a shot?
Let's do it right now.
Yeah. UV.
You ran to the sink thinking you were going to vomit it up?
Yes. Again, it's not the alcohol thing. The UV lemonade thing is funny because it's UV lemonade. But, again, it could be anything, and I struggle. I struggle taking pills, honestly. If I just take a swig of water with pills, I struggle getting that down. But,
what about a shot of beer? If we poured the beer into a shot glass.
I could do it, but I would struggle. Yeah. Christian, do you have a shot glass?
I do. I can prove it right now.
It's not gonna go well for me.
You don't have to do a bit. You don't have to be like, "Oh, Cody's."
I'm doing it for the show, Brian. Hashtag for the show. Hashtag for the content. I'm doing what the audience wants to see.
But you don't have to, no, you don't have to overreact and be like, oh, it's a lot. You know,
I even
like,
did this. You think I'm fucking faking at this point? I did this back in 2018, Brian, when you guys weren't going to a Super Bowl party. I did it with the green shit that Christian had on the show that him and Amber were drinking, like the veggie shit. Remember that?
The green drink, like the, not kale shots, but like.
It was like the thick stuff that had like, it was kind of liquid, but not really.
That's gross.
A smoothie, like a shake.
Like green drink.
It was kind of like that. I'll ask Christian when he comes back. But I took that on the show. And I struggle with that too.
Wheatgrass? Is it called wheatgrass?
I don't think he had wheatgrass, but it's you know, similar idea.
We took wheatgrass shots at like a Robex. Is Robex still around? Remember
Robex?
Yeah,
or Nature's Juice, the one in Walnut. That used to be a Robex.
What?
He knows the specific one at the Village.
Everyone knows the Walnut Village Nature's Juice, right?
Yeah, it was a Robex. Okay. There used to be a Cold Stones if it's
hell
still
there. It's still there. I still got my gift card for that.
And a pizza place that like only took cash.
Biology?
No. Like way back when, it used to be a sketchy pizza place, like owned by.
I
the
am
Russians.
Fascinated to get to the bottom of this mystery here.
I didn't,
this pizza
I didn't
place
go to
in
that
Walnut.
One. I didn't go to that okay. one.
My friend worked there, and she only got paid in cash.
Oh, that's sketchy.
It was so sketchy.
I'm convinced Christian doesn't have shot glasses, guys, and he went and go run to like the grocery store to get some or something. Yeah. It should be on the top cabinet. You hardly ever use them. Maybe he's washing them because they're hardly ever used.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't mean to be mean, but if it's a top cabinet, does he have to like take out the?
Should I go check stool? On him? There he is. Okay, he's back. He doesn't look happy. Oh god, okay,
he fell off of the stool.
No.
Brian has a Christian for you, or a question for you, Christian. Okay.
Christian.
God has a Christian for you though. He's gonna find that.
He found Christ. He's okay. Taking shots.
So Brian has a. I almost said the Christian again. You just asked the question, Brian.
A Christian question.
No. What took so long?
So I grabbed three shot glasses. They've been up there a while, so I was washing them real quick.
Thank you.
I was like, hey.
Because they all had COVID.
I had a fucking bottle of Jose Cuervo. I didn't even know I had this in there.
Everyone take a
shot? I'm not taking a shot of that. No. I'll do a shot of beer.
Especially after beer.
Yeah.
Right. 29 now. Take a shot. 29 shots. All right.
Yeah, go ahead and
thank
take
you
one
for
of those.
The offer, though.
Yeah, fuck me.
What is
okay.
Talk, guys, while I'm pouring the shot here.
All right, he's pouring it. It's going in. Oh, is it going over? No.
A little more.
Fuck. All right.
Especially
still
going.
Since it's
he's
beer.
Still going.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
Shit, that, that's too much.
No, that's perfect. Uh-oh. That's perfect.
Don't have a shaky hand.
All right.
Especially if it's your birthday week. I'll take one with you. Let me take one with you.
Okay.
Give him the Jose.
God damn it.
I need
a shot. Wait for that.
Is that okay?
Brian, what are you going to take a shot at back there? Popcorn?
I can do. I'll do this.
Yeah. I don't think they have shot glasses in South Carolina.
They don't drink there.
They have mason jars.
Okay?
Prohibition. Down there in the low.
The low country.
You don't have to finish that.
Oh, man. Edgar. Oh, well, I'll just say no. Edgar Hernandez. Super chat says, phone call gauntlet. That's what he wants me to say there. Okay. Here it is.
By the way, if you do send a super chat or a stream lab, we will get to that at the very end of the night. Thank you all so much. And please be sure to hit that like button. If you hit the like button, Cody will. If we get to 100 likes, if we get to 500 likes, Cody's going to finish the rest of that bottle.
Just not with shots. I'll sip it.
Yes.
All right, and before we do this, just know if anything happens.
Clink at the bottom.
Look at those fucking shot glasses you
did. Well, he's driving. And,
all right.
And I'm a pussy.
He's over the roadcaster. Is he going to like?
I'm not over the roadcaster. I'm fine.
He's not. He's distance.
If anything happens, just know it's not because of the alcohol. It's because of the liquid. Okay, here we go. Right. This is very light beer that I'm chugging.
Cheers to the kitty litter.
Happy birthday, Brian. Talk over us.
I'm drinking a drink, too.
Oh, you're taking a shot, too? Ooh, that's great.
Take it. He did okay. Oh, there he goes.
I'm good.
Choking.
But no, I'm not out of it, though. I'm not out of it yet because then you start to feel kind of come up a little bit. So I got to be careful. Should have got a chaser for my Pacifico. I'll drink more beer. Maybe that's what
you should chase your shot of beer with tequila.
It's the only way.
Yeah,
I think I'm good.
I like Jose Cuervo. Yeah, Jose Cuervo is really great. Yeah, what's your go to shot, Brian? Do you like shots?
Oh, that's a good question. It's a good question. Mm-hmm. I think I'll go Jameson. Jameson.
Oh,
whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if I want to feel crazy. Patron tequila.
Fuck you, dude. I love Patron. Ooh. Patron's my favorite. That's my
iced.
Shit.
Ooh.
Do you want a little bit of tequila?
I'm doing good right now. I've tried to. I'm not quite out of it yet. It's like lingering.
If you take
right down
a little bit of tequila right here.
No, I'm not going to do
it. It'll clear up your throat.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm good. I'm going to make it through. I'm good, guys.
I'm proud of you. You did good. You did good.
I'm good, guys.
Okay,
I got this. I'm all right.
Hey, I've been watching stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but I want to hear it. Brian, are you watching anything while you're out there?
How are you spending your days?
Yeah.
The days are by the pool with my drinks, with my Coronas, with my White Claw iced teas.
Hell yeah.
I'm still watching the Olympics. Apparently you guys aren't Americans. So you guys don't watch the Olympics.
I haven't watched any of the Olympics.
I was at my parents' house yesterday, dad was like, "America!" So I watched a little bit of it. Yeah.
So what were you guys watching?
The running, the dashes,
the dashing, the prancing.
Yeah, the dashing, the prancing, the hurdles.
Yeah.
You know, that one lady from Harvard is very talented.
Yes. We watched her last night.
Yeah.
She was great.
She was great.
We only watched the semifinals. I think Gabby Thomas is her name.
Yes. Yes, that is the name. Yeah. Watched her.
Yeah, she just like threw it down. She's like, "Oh yeah, I'm in the Olympics. Oh yeah, I'm a neuroscience from Harvard.
Yeah, I'm also a nerd." Fuck yeah, dude. I watched a little bit of that. I watched some gymnastics stuff. That was cool.
I don't know what time over there, but Simone Biles is performing apparently at 4 a.m. over here tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Maybe that's why I'm not watching.
Yeah, I think, because
4 a.m. and 1 a.m., and it's like the replays are even, like, spoiled because Twitter, you know, and everything, exactly. Social media spoiling everything.
Get off Twitter.
It's not just Twitter. It's everything. It's popping up on Instagram ads and everything like that. So.
Because there's a bunch of channels. It's on USA. It's on, like, the Olympic Channel live all day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch the highlights later at night. But then, by that time, it's over. It's you spoiled it.
Yeah.
But, it's fun watching the Olympics. It's fun, trying to, understand the sport and be like, the form right there is a little off, you know? But I want to see, real people, challenge these people. Because these, they make it look so easy.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh, yeah,
they're jogging.
We saw a highlight of, on the track. Like, one girl, fell and got toppled over. And then she fucking won still.
Yeah, she won it, yeah.
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 Crazy. She was dashing and amazing jumping.
Katie Ledecky won, the 1500 by, fucking two lanes or whatever. Like, these people are insane.
Yes.
Watch
very
the
talented.
Olympics. God sorry. Damn it.
Okay. All right. Talk louder.
We'll watch the Olympics if you talk louder, Brian. How about that?
It's midnight over here.
Can you raise it up anymore?
It's boosted. It literally cannot go any farther.
Homo erectus says you need to put the mic closer.
What we can all do, guys? Here. We can lower our levels to match Brian. And then everyone there can just crank their shit up. I don't know. I don't know what to do. But
I'm peeking over here.
All right.
You're not over here.
Everyone's being very subtle about it. We have Gregory in the chat. Brian, speak up.
Cat, all caps. Yeah. Brian, project your voice.
Let's try that. Go ahead and lower ours, and I'll raise it up here.
Everyone, stand by here. Everyone stand
you take three, I'll raise you one. Check. Okay.
All right, there we go. How's this sound?
I'm talking over here.
Okay.
Little peeking over here.
Okay.
You're not peeking, Brian.
You sound good over here.
You sound great.
All right.
You can sound like absolute shit over there on your end. Just know it sounds great over here.
Homo erectus says, "Can you turn on captions for Brian?" Okay, so Brian's watching the Olympics. I have to say that after many, many, many episodes of Cody trying to get me to watch stuff, I can finally say that Amber and I have finished our fifth time watching Friends all the way through.
I'm really happy for you guys.
Are
you
really
serious?
Thrilled.
You watched all 200 episodes?
Just 236.
Just you and Amber watching this, guys. So this is within the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So you guys have watched.
I don't think this is our fifth time. I think this is me and her together, maybe second or third time.
Understood.
We have seen the show many a time.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. But.
So mad at you both.
We also watched Servant on Apple Plus. TV Plus.
Okay.
Whatever.
So
it's
you finally created an Apple account to watch some shows on.
Did you watch it at your parents' house?
No. They if you have a PS5, they offer you a 6-month free trial.
Wow.
Ooh.
So I hopped up on that. I put Servant, Ted Lasso, and Mythic Quest in my queue.
Mm. I think you'll like Mythic Quest more than Ted Lasso.
I think I'm going to watch Mythic Quest next because Rob McElhenney and Charlie Day were both on Andrew Santino's podcast recently, and I listened to it, and I was like, I was going to go back and start rewatching It's Always Sunny, and then I was like, you know what? I need to watch Mythic Quest. So
I do think Mythic Quest, though, because the other creator on that's Megan Gans, who was on Community. And I think Mythic Quest has some Community vibes to it, though.
Okay, maybe also.
So I'm a little
nervous. Really dated.
I'm a little nervous.
Really dated content.
I'm a little nervous there for you to watch it. But I think you'll like it more than Ted Lasso, because I think Ted Lasso at this point is way overhyped. I think you're going to be like, what is the deal with this?
I like Jason Sudeikis. I'm not going. I mean, I even told Amber, it's like everyone's crying about the show. She's like, I've been hearing everybody's fucking
That's what I'm saying. So, like,
show.
You're going to watch it with like, expecting greatness, and it's going to... And it's... Ted Lasso was a great show, but I'm saying, like, don't expect it to be, like...
You don't think it'll
unbelievable... Shut up. Unbelievable, like, laughs throughout.
Shut up.
You don't need to pull it. That was a good one. I just wasn't in the mood. That one's on me.
You weren't in the mood.
If anything, I should pull it. But
is anybody ever in the mood?
Like a stand-up comic bombs. You just guys aren't in the mood this joke here.
Okay.
When you watch Ted Lasso, if you do get to it, just don't expect like something life-changing. Mm-hmm. Just know it's a solid comedy with a lot of heart.
Okay.
And that's all you need.
Shout out to Apple TV Plus, too.
Yes.
It's a really simple app. It's really good. Mm-hmm. If only somebody was telling me to do this.
If only.
But Servant, we finished the first season. We binged the shit. We watched it all like in one day.
Two seasons?
You watched the whole season?
The whole season, the first season.
Oh.
Yeah. So we're on season. We started episode one of season two.
Ooh. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. We fucking binged that shit. Like, okay. I watched the first episode like on my lunch break during the week, and I was like, ooh. And I was like, Amber, we got to watch this. She's like, eh. But then she went on TikTok, and someone said you should watch this. She's like, all right, I'm going to watch this. So that's not true. I'm just
Marissa got me into Servant. I didn't watch it. She watched the whole first season.
Brian,
got me into
do you know why? Like, obviously, aside from Cody telling me to watch Servant, but do you know the other reason why I really wanted to watch Servant?
I don't really know what Servant is.
Well, it's a show executive produced by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, okay.
He also directed two episodes of season one. I like the first episode he directed more. Just stylistically, I liked it better. But fucking A. This is a fucking...
Yeah, that show isn't for everybody, but I do think it's for you.
It is a whirlwind of a show.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, even Amber said, she's like, it's a little too much talky. There's a lot of slowness to it.
It's not really a horror show. I think it's more just like a creepy, like,
it's got the
thriller.
Facade of like a horror.
Little ounces of comedy in there, too, though.
Yeah, oh my... I think it was the finale or the penultimate where... because the show stars Toby Kebbell, who plays a chef, and he's on like a reality TV show that's kind of like one of those cliches. Like, he's one of the judges, and he's like, you do not have what it takes. And it's just like, that shit's fucking funny.
Yeah.
But it is a dark, dark fucking show.
Yeah.
But I am in love with it. So there's season two, and then they got renewed for a season three.
I believe they finished shooting season three, or they were shooting it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was surprised. Not only did M. Night direct two episodes, Nimrod at Antel, I think his name is. I actually like a lot of his stuff. He did the Predators movie. I'm a big fan of him. And then John Dole, I think he did the finale. He's done a bunch. He's done like everything. He's done like all the TV shows and whatnot. But yeah, just really fucking. More so, the story is like, I was the story right now. I'm like, how long can this keep going for? And I don't know how season two compares to season one. So far, the way they've kind of set up everything up, and I don't even want to get into the story details because it's just go and watch it. If you like,
I don't think enough people have Apple to where we can openly talk about spoilers.
Yeah.
But
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
it's really good. The creepiest thing about the show is the music, really. Almost to the point where the music kind of feels out of place, but not really.
Okay.
Because it isn't all like outright horror show. Yeah. It's just it's just very eerie. You never know
that's
like
a good
what
way
the fuck.
It's an eerie show, not like a scary show. It's an eerie show.
Yeah, I was never like, oh, that like there was one point I'll tell you afterwards with one of the characters. I was like, oh my god, that's just fucking terrifying. But aside from that, it's a really easy watch. The show's like, I love the length. It's fucking
they're all
perfect.
Like a half hour.
Yeah, it's really fucking good. Half and hour. The camera work is some of the best I've seen in television. Like it's I think. I don't know if M. Night just set the standard, and he was just like, this is how it's
going
to be.
It helps with the way that, because we talked about last week that all the episodes are set in the house or in the apartment or whatever, and so they play with that. So, like, they have shots that are, like, over the stairs, so you see, like, the, you know, we're just seeing movies all the time where it comes over the fucking staircase, but all that. But, like, you can play with how the setting provides you opportunities for the camera.
It's not a heavily edited show. There's a lot of just shots where they just sit there, and that to me, is why I love it. So, because that reminds me of old M. Night, where he would just sit on shots and just let the actors do their fucking thing.
Right.
And speaking of actors, Ron Weasley, Rupert Grint. Rupert Grint? Grunt?
Grint.
Yeah.
Grint.
He does an American accent.
Really?
A Philly accent.
A Philly accent.
Yeah. Philadelphia accent.
It is fantastic. In the worst way possible, but... But
sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's like, man, he went for that.
It fucking throws you off at first because you're thinking, I'm Ron Weasley.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So
my sister Dorothy.
Yeah, okay. Dorothy.
All right.
But he's also, all the acting's, there's not like a performance that's not good. Like everyone's fucking great in the show.
Yeah.
It's a smart show. I'm stoked to see where it's going.
Yeah. Season 2 is really good.
It is?
Yeah.
Better than the first, you think?
I think so. Okay. They're both pretty equal. I think season 2 probably because it's more recent. It's more in my head. But
the way they fucking reveal information is just so fucking good. It's very, very creative with their shit.
Yeah.
So go check out Servant. If anybody's been just saying this for months, I don't know why. They haven't been, but you should get Apple Plus TV.
Apple TV Plus.
God damn it.
Close enough. Apple Plus TV sounds like a math equation.
Yeah.
So if you have the Apple and you add it to TV, what do you get there?
So that's what I've been watching. I don't think I watched any movies.
I watched Bill and Ted 3. Oh. I liked it. If you haven't seen a Bill and Ted movie, I don't think you're going to like this, though. Mm, I will say it's very much like the first two, where it's kind of goofy.
Yeah, I don't watch them.
My parents saw the third one without watching the first two, and they liked it.
Really?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
I was stoked to see this because Bill and Ted, guys, set in San Dimas.
Yes.
Oh. Guys, so I was fucking stoked. I was watching this one. There's nothing in San Dimas.
No, not an Arrow Highway.
Nothing like that. A couple references to some streets around there, but I was looking at the shots. I don't think they actually shot anything there. No, it's a little bummed, but whatever. You know, it is what it is.
Like the tax incentive Canada, would be
not
good.
In Route 66. Yeah.
No Foothill Boulevard. Nothing like that up there. No Bonelli Park. Nothing. Oh, man.
Glendora Avenue.
But yeah, that's the only movie I watch. I've been watching Dave. You guys caught up on Dave?
I need to catch up on Dave.
Buddy.
I think I might just wait till the season's
done.
That's
with.
What I usually do, too.
Okay, you've seen the first season, though?
No, first season, yes.
Okay.
I wait till, like, the week before the season finale, and then I binge.
Dave's getting so fucking good.
It sneaks up on me, because, like, it come out Wednesdays.
I normally don't watch it. I have to, like, catch myself there. Oh, shit, you gotta watch Dave, or else you're gonna fall behind, and you're not gonna watch it. So, like, I have to usually watch it by the weekend, but...
Okay.
Dave has gotten really good. You know how, like, season one had, like, a couple of really emotional episodes towards the end? They just hit one in this one. In the past week where I was like, oh, it's getting me in the feels. This fucking show.
Okay. All right.
Again, I hate his music, but the show is so good.
What? You hate his music? His music's pretty good.
It's not for me. It's not my style. I mean, I fucking listen to Blink-182, guys. It's not my style.
It's not necessarily my style either. I can only listen to a couple of his songs off his album. I think he only has one album.
I think, one or two, but, like, it's the lyrical content is what makes it so enjoyable for me.
Yeah,
like,
he's
it's
really
like
good.
Satirical and just, like, so funny. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Like, the music itself I'm not really into, but, I'm going to definitely check out season two.
It's getting good.
Soon.
Check that shit out.
Yeah.
You know what? Just thanks to, did Jonathan Peck put this in our Discord? Jonathan Peck always puts,
He's always keeping us up.
He's
to
always
with
keeping
the news,
us up. I don't know if he did it in our in our, in our Discord, but on the TV Discord, Brian, I don't know if you're checking that out. It was an article for Barry season 3 has begun production finally.
Oh shit.
They started filming.
I thought they were like almost done filming.
Maybe it's an old article and I'm just not up with the times.
I mean I guess that makes sense because the pandemic, but holy shit, that's forever.
Yeah, so we probably won't see that till next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that'll be 4 years after the last one.
Holy shit.
2018? Wow.
Maybe Barry's probably three years after the last one.
Okay.
It's a comedy, but I don't really consider it a comedy. I don't know what it is. Where am I? I don't know what it is.
I don't know who I am.
Barry is so fucking good because it's not just a comedy. It's so much more than that. It's really fucking deep, and I didn't think season two would like get anywhere close to season one, but fucking A.
Man, yeah. I'm
good
with
stuff.
You there. Season two of Barry.
Okay, so here's the source is Henry Winkler, a.k.a. Gene Cousineau.
Seems like a good source.
Hey.
He says he tweeted out first day back on the Barry set of season 3.
Okay.
Maybe his
so
first day.
His first day or...
I'd imagine
like,
he's in the first episode.
The
yeah.
Oh, no, Emmanuel posted it, by the way. Not Jonathan
Peck. Oh, Jonathan Peck, you gotta step up.
Get
the
up
game.
On it. Come on, Jonathan.
You send us all the other links to stuff. Just kidding.
Maybe so. Maybe they shot some episodes and took a break because of COVID and Newsom.
Maybe
and then they brought it back. So he's saying first day back on the Barry set.
Okay. All right.
So hopefully we'll get some episodes soon.
Yeah. Hey man, August is gonna. We got Suicide Squad coming up. We've got
Coda. Go watch Coda.
Yeah,
we got Coda.
What's that?
It's a big Sundance movie.
Big Sundance movie. It's a beautiful movie. Saw it at Sundance.
Okay.
Well, you know, online Sundance.
Virtual you weren't
Sundance.
There.
I wasn't there. Virtual Sundance. It's
indoor dance.
Indoor. it's a child. Coda stands for a child of deaf adults.
Ooh.
So her whole family is deaf, including her brother, and she's the only one, and she wants to be a singer.
Whoa.
So and
so it's gonna be a tearjerker.
It is a. Want to bring. You have Apple TV Plus. Apple Plus
it's
TV.
On there?
Yeah,
that's where it premieres.
I've got plenty of tissue.
Yes, make sure.
You make sure to keep that supply.
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta hurry up though. I gotta run out quickly. Go ahead, Brad.
Was there like a thing on the Oscars about this or something? I could have sworn I've heard of this before, like during the Oscars.
Yeah, it was in Sundance in January, so. That's when I saw it. So, I mean, Oscars was in April, so they probably talked about it a little bit. It's going to be it's going to be a player next year.
Okay.
For sure. Probably not Best Picture, but
all the actors, are they deaf too or like
yes,
or they're actors?
They are,
yeah.
They are deaf. Well, the main girl is not deaf cuz she's the one that can sing and talk and everything.
Right. Okay.
The kid from Sing Street's in it.
Line me up. The main one?
Yeah, the main kid. So I'm glad he's popping back up.
I do like that a lot of like deaf actors are kind of coming to the forefront.
Exactly.
Quiet Place, Sound of Metal. Oh no. The main guy wasn't. His parents were, right?
Yeah.
But were there actual deaf actors in that movie?
I think most of the ensemble.
Yeah. And that was a good one. So that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Good representation there, you know.
Coda.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my number 2 of the year. I just put out I updated my top 10 of the year.
Already.
You still have In the Heights at number 1, probably?
In the Heights is going to be my number 1. Just
it wasn't
spoiler
Censor,
alert.
The movie about censorship in the UK of horror movies?
I didn't. That's on my list. It's on my list.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard.
Fucking love it. Brian will hate it.
Pig. Space Jam?
No, Space Jam is not on there.
Oh, did you see
Pig? On there. Pig, I love Pig.
I want to watch Pig
so
and
Green Knight. Green Knight, Cody?
I want to see it so bad. Yeah.
Brian?
Brian
would not
it.
Like
sure.
Oh, don't show Brian.
Yeah.
Did you already see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It's. I don't think Brian would like it.
Mm.
But I loved it. It's slow.
It's an A24.
It's an A24
movie.
It's an A24 movie. So just keep that in mind.
So we did our commentary for Avatar last week, right?
Yeah, we did.
Did we mention anything about the Green Knight?
No.
We didn't mention anything about that.
I don't think so. We talked about it at the party on Saturday.
Yes.
Yes, and we looked up A24's filmography, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we were... I don't think we talked... I typed in Green Light as opposed to Green Knight.
You're
going to
need Green Knight, Christian?
That's what it was. Because we were talking about that. We didn't talk about David Lowry. Because before that... Oh, this is what happened.
Okay, this is
what happened.
We're getting caught up here, everybody. Hold on.
Okay.
What's happening?
So at the party, we were all talking about A24 movies, and we were gushing out. And Casey, Cody's friend, was saying how much he loved the Green Knight.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I love A24 movies because it's just like they're either the weirdest thing on the planet or they're really good or both, you know? And I fucking told him. I was just like, I like A24 movies for the most part, but A Ghost Story didn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
The director of The Green Knight did A Ghost Story. Yeah. I didn't fucking know that.
I thought that's why you brought it up.
No.
Oh, no.
I know. I looked it up, and I was like, oh, fuck. This guy looks like an A24 director, dude.
Does he have a beard? He's got the mustache.
He's got
that's
the mustache.
Even better.
This
okay.
is, from I think, from a few years ago, too, 2013.
He still looks like that, I think.
Does he?
That's
a
his
fantastic
look.
Mustache. Yeah. I didn't see The Old Man and the Gun. That was
it's good.
Yeah. Robert
Redford, Casey Affleck, yeah.
Technically. Oh, Casey Affleck.
No, David Lowry is a good director. I love him. Very
Who did Lighthouse?
That was Robert Eggers.
Yeah.
Is that an A24 joint? That seems
I think so.
Very much so.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that's the guy, the same guy who did The Witch. I was just watching an interview with him today.
The Witch.
Yeah. The Witch. And then he's doing a fucking Viking movie, and it's going to be all vertical, like fucking 16 by 9.
Mm. 9 by 16.
That's pretty widescreen.
Sorry.
Yeah,
strike that reverse. It's
a solid widescreen angle.
Yeah.
He's going to do a vertical movie?
It's for TikTok. I don't know. TikTok. It was a joke, and it failed.
One by
I said
one?
I said the proper 16 by 9. I meant the opposite. Because all of his movies, just his aspect ratio keeps getting smaller and smaller. Because Lighthouse, it wasn't 4x3. It was smaller than that.
Probably, yeah.
It might have been 4x3. It might have been 4x3, yeah. Because The Witch wasn't fully, it was a little bit wider. Yeah. Aspect ratios, they're weird.
Yeah. Let's talk ARs.
Very exclusive talk about aspect ratio.
Yeah.
The one that everyone
comment below
enjoys.
Your favorite aspect ratio. Is it 134? Oh, yeah. Is it like 235? What do you like there?
Have you seen the movie Waves?
No, I wanted to.
Waves! Yeah.
That
Brian
movie
got it.
Switches up aspect ratios, and it's a brilliant use of it. What I love about it. Go check that out.
Is it like a Dark Knight Rises where you're watching
the IMAX?
The aspect bars, and then you get full screen?
No.
Hunger Games.
What's that?
The Hunger Games
name?
Do that too?
They did it.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
it went into
true.
IMAX when she like
when they get
rose.
Into the arena.
Mm.
Yeah, when she rose up. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah, the bars really went up like a Mission Impossible.
Mm. Yeah,
yes,
that's
that
pretty
too.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, and Fallout.
That part was dope as fuck.
Fallout when he's running. Oh my god,
it got so fucking hard during that
best
part.
Best movie of all time, Mission Impossible Fallout.
That's what like that's what distracted me during Fallout though is like when it was in the helicopter scene and then
and
it cuts
back,
and it's like but you know,
not a perfect
it's
movie.
Still fucking
Dark Knight Rises did it more.
Yeah.
His
even
editing
Dark
is
Knight
more
also.
Is more like oh fuck yeah. It's you notice it a lot more
yeah
yeah
that one yeah that was when I was like what the fuck is going on the first time I'm like why are bars appearing and leaving in a movie
mm-hmm.
I never fucking noticed it guys I was engrossed in the story that was being told okay
the Dark Knight Rises you were engrossed in that
That's, I will stand by that movie
it's a great movie Brian
it's good it's a great film
it is bad. And it's just not good.
Okay.
Any other words you want to? Yeah. You want a thesaurus? What's up?
Why is it bad, Brian? Tell us why.
It's boring.
How many times have you seen it?
Once.
Okay, but did you sit with it? Did you think about the themes?
Why would I do that? It's just a boring movie. If I'm enjoying the movie, I'll like it. I can see a movie once and be like, that was a good movie.
Yeah, you don't rewatch movies, huh?
No.
No.
Not ones he doesn't like, I guess, which makes sense.
Only if I, like, show it to someone. If I'm like, hey, you ever heard of this movie Tag?
You guys know the aspect ratio with standard widescreen?
Brian, what's the one movie you think you've seen the most?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thanks.
I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay.
I don't know.
About it, God. What's your favorite movie about God?
What's God's favorite film?
Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's I do fair. Like Bruce Almighty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't think of any other ones.
Evan Almighty?
You want to leave?
How dare you? How dare you? That's Noah's story. I don't like Noah.
Yeah, Noah isn't really.
No, Noah.
I said Noah.
Noah.
Oh, man.
Do you like Darren Aronofsky's? He did Noah, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that Noah.
I will say I like Darren Aronofsky's portrayal of God in Mother. Ooh. I will say, didn't love the movie, but I loved the idea of how he presented God in it.
So you like the whole themes and the
just a pretentious fucking pretentious writer.
We don't got to open up this box again, boys.
That's God is a pretentious author.
No, I like some of the stops along the journey, but not the journey itself. I'll say. Yeah.
Okay. Did you like it when he took the rib because the Bible?
No, I didn't like that.
Okay.
No.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
You act like reference to something is like. In your face, like it's
it's pretty in your face, Brian.
Yeah, but
I would love if it was like pop up video when it happened. Like this is a reference to, just in case people didn't get it.
You know most YouTube videos where it's like 75 things you picked up in Mother.
Yeah.
Right. None of them did it because they were like, oh, he did it for us.
Mm. Yeah, Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, like most of the Edgar Wrights have a like the Hot Fuzz one had a fuzzometer, I believe it's called.
Like little facts and stuff?
Yeah, little
facts.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about God still. I was like, when did God come into Hot Fuzz?
So I would watch that shit all the time.
Christian, do you remember when Lost was airing and they would play the episode before the new one?
Oh, yeah.
But with like lower captions on it with like saying little details like that. I love that shit. I was like, fuck yeah, get me caught up. Yeah, love this stuff.
Because they were like, we're not confident enough for them to get everything that we're
season
doing.
Season 4
now.
Is really fucking confusing. Yeah. Okay, what's going on here? All right.
Doing
time travel right now? Okay.
That's when the time travel was good. Season 5 is when the time travel gets a little fucking weird.
I mean, that's the whole season is that
gets
time
a little
travel
weird.
Smart, man.
Season 4 was also during the writer's strike, so they were like, I don't fucking care.
They were kind of, some great episodes in season 4, though, man.
Is that with
that's one with the Constant. That's the one where Faraday was introduced, and then
I love Daniel Faraday.
Lost could never happen today just because Twitter would kill it.
Yes, it absolutely. They'd spoil the episode within seconds, and
people would just complain the whole time. You know, anytime there's an episode that like focuses on it, Loki, I felt very similar when that was it, third or fourth episode when there was just them two on the planet.
Episode.
That felt like a Lost episode, like I don't know, just any Lost episode that focuses on one character, which they all did. But you know what I mean? Where it doesn't really advance the plot.
Yeah.
It just kind of helps in advancing. You learn more about the characters, and everyone's just shitting on that episode. And
that's like all of season 2 of The Walking Dead. People shit on it. It's just like, they're fucking stuck on the farm.
Yeah.
I want to see fucking zombies die. That's how they sound, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think Lost could happen today. I think it would just get...
If Lost did happen today... it would be like The Leftovers. It would be 3 seasons, and each season would be like 8 episodes.
8 episodes each, yeah.
Yeah, because that was at the time when shows were still fucking like 24 episodes long. Yeah. Like 24 was legit. Ooh. 24 1-hour episodes.
I know they've rebooted it. I know they've rebooted it. But if they did it today, would they call it like 8?
Mm. You know? No, it was still 24.
That's what I thought was weird.
Yeah.
Call it 13.
So they came back twice.
Yeah.
There was 24 Legacy. Yeah. No, wait. Was that before Dr. Dre came on? The guy who played Dr.
Corey
Dre.
Hawkins.
Corey Hawkins.
Dr. Dre himself.
Dr. Dre played. Yeah.
He produced it.
He produced it, yeah. The one where Kiefer came back. It was after all I think that might have been.
I don't remember.
That was like a TV movie, and then he did like the final season,
yes,
right?
Yes, because that was during the writer's strike.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he came back for a 12 episode. So it was called 24, but it was only 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then I don't know the Corey Hawkins one, but yeah, I don't think they did 24 episodes for that.
Yeah.
It's ambitious for sure.
And I don't think they do 24 of anything anymore.
Not anymore.
Even
I don't
like
think
This
so.
Is Us is like 18 episodes, I think.
Jesus, that's still too. That's
probably
way too much.
Chicago those Chicago.
Oh, yeah,
shows,
that whole
maybe?
Empire they have there. Yeah. Empire
good
is probably 24
Empire.
Episodes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
dang.
TV's weird, guys.
TV's weird. Bring
weird
back
beast.
No, don't bring back Lost. Don't bring back Lost.
No.
I think one of my favorite moments at Collider is when Damon Lindelof did comic book shopping, and he talked about the Paolo and what was her name? The Paolo and
Nikki
Paolo, episode.
I believe,
and he was like, "I love that episode." And after cameras cut, I was like, "I also love that episode. That was good." I knew what you guys were trying.
Just so you know, I liked it. I liked it too.
Ooh, Emmanuel Fenta says Heroes. That was a good one.
I never got into it.
I never watched it.
They tried bringing it back, right? To Heroes.
Heroes Reborn or something like that. Reborn. Yeah, I love that first season. It was good.
Save the cheerleader.
Hayden, save the cheerleader. Save the world. Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden Panettiere. Best part about Scream 4, right, Brian?
That was a bad movie too. That movie blew.
You know who I did find out was your favorite at Cody's party? Cody's friend Casey.
Why?
Oh, he just hates all of your opinions on movies. And stuff. He listened to the show, and he hates your opinions on everything. Yeah, he's probably listening to this right now, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Why'd you just say that?
He's going to come on soon. He'll come on, do a rap battle.
Bring all Cody's real friends on.
Yeah.
The people that he invites to his
Casey,
party.
We'll get Gabe on
get
here.
Gabe on. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Gabe was so intimidating, man. He's just so cool.
Yeah. You guys should have taken a photo together. That would have been great.
Ah,
oh, damn it.
Content.
Oh, well.
You have to go pee. Go ahead.
I do.
I'll stop bringing up
my knees are like, oh, my guys, I got to go. Okay.
Go ahead.
That shot of beer that he downed.
Yeah.
Wow, Brian, I can't believe he just said that really fucked up thing about Cody right now.
Oh, my God. It's not that small. Let's be quiet and see if we can hear his stream.
I think the mic's cut out when it's quiet.
Oh, okay. Then we won't be quiet. And we'll just keep talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo! What's up, Alec? What are you saying?
I'm trying to think of what else I watched. I watched In the Heights for a fourth time.
You watch
week.
A lot Jesus of stuff. Christ. Godzilla vs. Kong is coming back to HBO Max.
Ooh.
Why?
Because it's that's
WB.
WB?
It's in its like library. It's in its like post-season run now. Or
yeah,
post,
it's already out on Blu-ray.
Whoa.
A lot of movies now are coming out on Blu-ray really fucking fast. Like A Quiet Place Part 2 is already on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
That's already out on like streaming, right? Like I can like buy it or
That's how
Paramount.
Yeah, it's on Paramount Plus. Yes, I still had my Paramount Plus from when we did our Jackass commentary, so I got to watch Quiet Place Part 2.
I just canceled that today.
I canceled it like a week ago. Yeah, I forgot about it. I forgot about it for a month. I watched
really on it.
Yeah, there's not too much. Yeah. I did watch a little bit of Rocket Power. I watched some Nickelodeon shows. That was fun.
I watched Hey Arnold. I watched Legends of the Hidden Temple. I watched like a couple like classic things. Rick but I'm like, Josh. Am I really going to pay $10 to like relive my childhood? Yes, I will.
Yeah. Did you watch any of I know you watched a little bit of the iCarly revival. Did you watch any more?
No, I just watched like 3 episodes and I stopped. I was like, this is like too corny for me.
Yeah. Also, it's still cool that they came back though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying. They're actually trying to amp it up. Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. I tried watching Space Jam, the new legacy. I got like 20 minutes in. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is fucking corny too.
It's kind of rough.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to finish it, but like I had to go do some shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I want to see where it's going.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny sounds so weird. He doesn't sound like this.
I don't think he's the original actor.
Well,
I mean, well,
probably died years.
He's probably Bugs has probably been through many voice actors, but
yeah, but I don't know. Also, Don Cheadle seems so likable. It's hard to see him as like a villain.
He's the best part about that movie. Yeah. He gets better.
Yeah.
Towards the end when they play the game,
he
just goes full fucking villain. It's pretty great. Yeah.
Full Porky Pig.
But Cody had to point out like references in Space Jam: A New Legacy, and
what do you mean references?
like basketball references. Like, well, you haven't seen it, but like, there's some basketball.
Oh, yeah, all
references.
The manly sports jokes that went
over
your head.
I just thought they were funny because John Cheadle was being funny.
Real quick, I got to distract from the Space Jam talk because I looked at the monitor here, which is the YouTube one, the YouTube feed, and it's like 30 seconds behind. So I looked at the screen and saw that I wasn't sitting down, and I had like a crisis, and I was like, am I not here? What's happening?
You're getting old. Can you hand me the bottle opener there?
Yeah, let me get that for you.
Yeah.
Wait, so what do you mean there's like actual,
there's a bunch
like,
of like LeBron jokes in there, and there's like visual references, like the dunk that they do is a reference to the Wade and LeBron dunk in there.
I didn't know that shit. Yeah.
A lot of care and detail when
Taco Tuesday is referenced.
Yeah.
They played a short clip of him. Wasn't LeBron like a huge joke when he made his decision and it was like an hour long to make his decision to go to Miami?
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Nowadays, I don't think people care that much because I think in the day of everyone on social media announcing where they're going, you know, it is what it is. But at the time, it was shit on where he was like, I'm going to have a TV show where I announce where I go. Yeah.
In like prime time, he's like, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoying the Miami Heat. Yeah. And then fucking showing people. Oh, that was such a fun night. They're just showing clips of everyone like burning his jersey and shit. God, I missed that time.
We do have a chat from Eric Schriffer. Holy shit, Cody looks so fucking old. What happened? Must have gone to that one beach.
Good movie.
Eric,
Alex says it's a good movie.
I enjoyed old Eric. I will say, when we were doing a commentary, I don't even know if I told you this. When we were doing the commentary for Space Jam: A New Legacy, I was more. This is when you were tweeting me, basically your full
texting.
Breakdown of old
texting.
Sorry, you're texting me your whole breakdown of old. During the commentary, and I was far more intrigued by what you had to say than our commentary.
I'm over here like, you know, this is a reference to when LeBron...
And there's like 14 messages from Eric.
Dwayne Wade.
So I did like it. I
just
like it.
Dismiss Space Jam. It's just like not good.
Nah.
I'm not going to watch again, but look, I'm not. If there's like a kid out there who's a huge LeBron fan and loves Looney Tunes and they love it, I'm not going to shit on them like some other adult would do in like 96 or whatever when the first one came out. Like if this works for people, I'm not going to be like this movie
it's
sucks.
The kids
on Twitter back in the day for the first Space Jam were just fucking relentless.
Yeah, they were just going after Jordan.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I get it. He quit and did
I think Twitter just
career,
ruined movies. I remember
did,
I tweeted once saying, could you imagine like Twitter reactions for The Shining?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, movies just were. And
well,
that was it.
People didn't like that movie, right? When it came
not at
out.
First.
Same,
no, I don't
same
think
with
so.
2001. They're just like, oh, this movie's like not good.
Yeah.
Then later on, they're like, oh, yeah, they sat with it. They rewatched it. They're
that's
like,
what I'm saying. They sat with it,
time.
Ryan.
Yeah.
They gave it time and they rewatched it.
They gave their immediate reaction after they saw it.
That's
what drives me crazy.
That's what I think will happen with old. I think that's what will happen with old.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Say, look at The Happening.
Yeah, I think it's well. I think it's
that
getting
movie people love.
People love that one for different reasons.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Really?
No. But
as soon as I saw Old, I went into a whole M. Night kick, and I watched like almost everything that he did.
You gotta.
I even rewatched Glass, and I was like, "Hey, this isn't as bad as I."
There are moments of Glass that I really do enjoy. I just think the second half it falls apart.
Yeah. I mean,
but I like a lot of what they said.
I think it's the third act that kind of kills it for me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Cody, it's the third act, not the third act.
I was trying to be generous. You know, say it's the second act, but yeah.
But man, I did rewatch Unbreakable and Sixth Sense. Oh my! If you don't fucking cry during the Toni Collette and Haley Joel Osment part when they're in the car and they're talking about grandma, every day, kills me. She's so good, man.
I just saying it.
Toni Collette is so fucking good. How dare you, Academy?
What did she ask? Oh God,
still amazes me.
She
should have
been nominated for Hereditary. She was great.
Yes, it's such a fucking great scene. I am your mother. Oh, fucking good.
Yeah.
Yes, I can do is. That.
Oh, you should have been there.
Should have been there. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it like Ari Aster's new movie called like Misery Party or something like that? It's called something like that. It's called something like super depressing.
Is he the one that's doing it about like an entrepreneur or something like that? Is that the Joaquin Phoenix one?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I don't think it's a horror movie. I think it's
just a drama.
I thought. But I might be wrong. I don't know.
It does have a depressing title, though. It has a very Ari Aster title.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're gonna hate this.
You're gonna be miserable while you're watching this movie. Yeah.
Brought to you by A24.
God, A24.
I love A24.
Love A24 so fucking much.
Because I'm on Wenger's TikTok now.
TikTok, buddy. Nice try, buddy. You thought you could sneak that one by?
Yeah, you tried really hard to get by that one. Oh, see, look at Disappointment Boulevard. That's what the movie's called.
That's what it's called.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
Oh, I can't wait for the fucking.
That's great. All right, go ahead, Brett.
General audiences to watch that one. That was a disappointment, Boulevard. Am I right?
Yeah.
On TikTok, there's like a theory of Hereditary when Toni Collette comes out of a store that the two people from Midsommar walk behind her and go into the store.
Oh, like one of the cult leaders or something?
No. Florence Pugh. And her man.
Oh, okay.
Like she's wearing the green jacket that Florence was wearing in the movie, and then they walk right behind her in the background.
Okay.
You know how to do this.
You know the main character's name is the boyfriend's character in Midsommar?
Gabe.
Christian?
I think it's Christian. No. I think it is. I could be totally wrong about that.
It'd be great if it was like Steve. Acting. Completely different from Christian, but you just thought it was.
Is that too on the nose with like Christianity and like cults and shit?
Maybe.
Could be, maybe.
Yeah.
Ari.
DC Boiling says.
Her name's Mary.
DC Boiling says Sixth Sense is Shyamalan's best movie. I think it's his best movie, but I love Signs the most.
I think Signs is the one I rewatch the most.
Yeah. Still creeps me out to this day.
Yeah.
Still fucking creeps me out.
When he walks. Oh.
Really?
It's behind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I did it for me. I love that movie. It's my favorite of
this. Did Scary Movie 3 ruin that?
No.
Okay.
I just feel like that just wasn't. I never saw Signs as a scary movie. I just thought it was a fun, entertaining, you know, alien
sci-fi
movie. Yeah.
I think I was just super young when I saw that. So I thought, just like.
Okay.
I think that movie's fun.
That's fair.
Yeah. It was depressing.
I mean, it is, but like, it's also entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think Sixth Sense is scarier than Signs.
Yeah, I think so. It's eerie.
But that's just me.
It's M. Night. Yeah. He's just eerie.
Like
he has a good handle on metaphor.
When the trapped in the dungeon scene in Sixth Sense is scarier than anything in Signs.
Yeah.
And you don't even see anything.
You don't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's just me. That's how I do.
Okay.
I be me.
Yeah, be me. Ooh, I do love the subtlety of not showing anything. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen The Village, and it's on Peacock. And I would do a commentary on The Village because I hear it's the turn twist is just bad.
You don't know anything about the twist?
I know the twist.
Okay.
But I've never seen how it like plays out.
I think if you go into it knowing what it is, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
That movie
you guys
just
are disappointed
like
with the twist.
I think the movie's fine.
I think when I was younger, I was just like, "Oh, really?"
Yeah.
But you sit with a movie, you watch it, and I've come to appreciate it.
I don't even think most of the hate was centered on the twist when it came out. I think it was just like what the movie ended up being.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't scary at all.
Yeah.
It's not a horror movie.
It's a love. It's a romance.
His brand is so like, oh, there's going to be a twist.
Yeah.
And then at that time, I think once you stop trying to be 10 steps ahead of it, then I think that's when you start enjoying his stuff.
Yeah. I think that like just M. Night fell in that pit where it's just like, I'm the twist guy. But I mean, I've seen interviews with him where he's like, you know, I don't write like a twist and then write my story around it. They just kind of come. But I think he's kind of like led into that a little, because all of his movies, old, there's not really a twist. There's just kind of like a revelation of things. Yeah. Even Split wasn't even a twist.
Just the final, final thing.
Just the final thing.
Well, like the movie like by itself was fine without any sort of. Yeah.
Exactly. Even Glass, there wasn't really a twist. It was just kind of like, you know, here's
there
a thing.
There was, but it was like, you know, it also wasn't very good. But
I don't think, I think the idea was cool, but the execution.
Sure.
I think more so than anything.
You remember Striffler's review of Glass?
Glass's ass. Yes, I totally remember that. Yeah.
So Eric hasn't liked the last two M. Night movies?
I think so.
Like
He liked he liked The Visit a lot. Yeah.
I'm assuming you like Split.
He likes Split a lot too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know, Eric, if you're still here, I don't know if you like the Visit or Split more. I think Split's his best movie
The Visit's pretty creepy.
It is. That's
a creepy movie.
I think Split's his best movie since
Signs.
Signs, yeah. I like The Village, but I'm saying like just in general.
Yeah.
Lady in the Water is just, that's out there.
I have to
I did a commentary with Eric, and that was like the second or third time I'd ever seen it. And then I watched it one more time after it, and I'm just like, I see what he's trying to do here, but it's just like, it's just so much. Even watching Servant, I was just like, this fucker got to put a cameo of himself, and I love it. I love that he always wants to put himself in these movies. It's great. His cameo in Old is just, it's a lot, but.
Is he God?
He's God.
Yeah. Well,
he's gold.
Essentially. I like the movie already before, but then listen to the Blank Check podcast on it because they talk about Old. It highlights the metaphor for you more. And like listening to the podcast about it made me like teary eyed. I was like, whoa, it was crazy.
Into that podcast. You've been shouting that out for like 4 years now that I've known you.
And I keep thinking
he's in Schmodown. Yeah,
I keep thinking the you keep saying movie. Blank Check. I'm like, there's a whole podcast on the Blank Check movie. I like that movie.
The one that I listened to was the Collateral one that you texted
to Pikachu.
Like, oh, that's right. I did listen to that one too because they had the writers on that. So I listened to two of them.
Yeah,
but I got to get into that. I like those guys.
Good stuff. Good
stuff. Hard to listen to podcasts now.
Anywhere. I want to do a commentary on Collateral. Just shit all over it.
It's on Amazon Prime, I think.
Have you not seen that movie, Brian?
I've seen it once.
It's the best movie ever made.
I should just assume going forward that Brian's only seen movies once. So.
And like maybe two-thirds of it.
Or refrain from asking those.
Yeah.
I was on HBO Max.
Ooh.
Ooh, we like that.
I was laughing at
Michael Mann.
Nick Reeves' comment in the chat. Christian, you love subtlety of not showing things? Well, do I have a shark movie for you?
You seen it.
Oh,
thing is, they don't show the shark. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, DC Boiling, we don't have to talk about After Earth.
I forget he did that.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters.
Yeah?
I didn't see Last Air. I don't even think I've seen Last Airbender all the way.
No,
I haven't seen Last Airbender.
Because one, I've never really cared for the anime. And two, not that it's only...
Because you think it sucks, is what you're saying.
It's just like,
say how you feel.
Yeah.
Animation is for kids.
Yeah, just say it, Christian.
Anime is not, though. Anime is for adults. I've seen anime before. I've seen Death Note. I'm hip. I've seen Attack of the Titan.
I believe
they're attacking on Titan's ass.
Full title. Yeah.
Full title. I've seen some anime. I fuck around. Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon. What's up?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do some anime. Alex, you like anime? You
fuck with that shit. Spirited Away. Yeah.
Spirited Away.
Miyazaki.
I did a video. For work, and I was looking up stuff for Spirited Away. I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
It's a wild movie.
It's crazy.
Metaphor, yeah. Miyazaki, it's all metaphor there. Mm. Love it.
For what?
I'm trying to remember if I've seen any of his movies.
It's a studio. Ghibli.
I think it's Ghibli.
I don't know what I've seen. I gotta think about that.
But check it out.
Yeah.
I was.
Paula says, I guess anime is for women and children.
I love that one quote from like 4 years ago
it's stuck. Going. Should that be a t-shirt? Let us know in the comments. Should that
birthdays
be a t-shirt?
For women and children.
Anything. Insert name here is for women and children. Go ahead, Alex. Titanic is for women and children.
I was a Tombo from Kiki's
right,
Delivery Service
Halloween,
for Halloween.
Time, that's right.
2019.
And nobody on Clatter Lab
yep,
got it.
And it was great. It was great. No, I think I'm just going to be just like the most like weirdest reverence, like couple costume, but with no couple.
Yeah.
With no girl in there. Be great.
You guys are probably the only ones that dressed up for Collider Live.
I think that
no,
year.
We all did. We all did that year.
That year? That oh, no, the, yeah, that's right, because, yeah, they did, actually.
That wasn't
yeah.
the year we were all Freds, right? Or was that the year before?
Yeah, that was the year before.
Okay.
That was the year before when I was Fred Durst and you were Freddy
Krueger.
Freddy
and then
Krueger
and you
Brian.
Guys didn't
Fred
let Kruger. Me... Didn't let me in on the joke.
You were Fred Claus. Joke.
Yeah.
Fred Claus. Ho, ho! God Claus! Ho, ho, ho! Raven in the chat says, you can say hentai, Christian. No judging here. I think that's isn't that anime porn?
You think that's what it is?
I wouldn't know.
I've heard that's what that is.
I wouldn't know that.
I've never. I would never.
Yeah, yeah. Brian, what's the last porn you watched?
Hentai? Hentai?
Hentai?
Hentai. Hey, get your hands off my hentai, baby.
Hentai, baby.
My Heineken.
Oh, you have a Heineken? Get your hands off my Heineken, baby.
Yeah. Brian, we got to explain this popcorn machine behind you. What is this?
It's a full-fledged popcorn.
Does it
machine.
Actually work?
Yeah. Oh.
Can you pop a batch right now?
Up here for Laura's family.
Down
I
here, you're in the low.
I'm in the low country. Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Helped set up the TV for her dad. Got a brand new TV here.
Hell yeah.
Popped in. Guess what movie I showed him?
Collateral.
American History X.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. The 1998?
Batman?
I don't know what it was. No, Nobody. With Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I need to see that
so
one.
So glad he's doing better, guys. I was nervous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, that was shit.
Yeah, so he enjoyed the movie, and while we were watching it, we made some popcorn, and it legit works.
Is it pretty good?
Wow. Yeah, pretty good salty popcorn.
You have to pour it out once it's done, right? Is it like the actual movie theater ones? Or
like
is
the movie
it
theater, yeah. It pops from the top, and then it falls down there, and then you scoop it up, and you put it, and they have the little containers. Just sat here, watched Nobody.
So I'm just more curious in the technical aspects of it. So you have like oil going through.
He used to
work
at a theater, guys. So
the bottom. I didn't say it. You
I
did.
Don't know,
so it had,
actually.
Okay. Well, how's
it did
work?
Start smoking, which was weird.
That's not good. That's not good. Yeah, keep an eye on that. Did it have like the top part fold down while it was popping, or did you have to flip the top part over?
I think the top part got stuck, and that's why it
that
was
might be
burning.
Why there's no oxygen coming out.
Yeah. So like,
although oxygen creates fire, so maybe that might have not have been in that.
It also creates water.
Scissors.
Also true.
Wait, yeah. So the popcorn wasn't like overflowing thing because I think it was stuck, so it just kind of like would like teeter out a little bit.
Okay.
It started smoking. We turned it off, and then we had some popcorn.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Man.
Okay. Popcorn. Popcorn's
it's a
shit.
Fucking wheel. It's a huge wheel. Can you see that? Is it in the frame?
No, it's
no,
got
you can't see
in
the
there.
Frame.
Can you bend down? Can you show us? You show us the wheels.
I'm naked from the waist.
Well, yeah.
Down.
I mean, yeah. We can
even in the presence of others. You're
we can
naked.
Blur that out. Yeah. Don't worry. We can blur that out later. Just go ahead and pull it down.
It's midnight over here. Why do you guys do the show so late on the East Coast? It's 12:30 right
Why
now.
Why are you complaining when half our audience is on the East Coast and they never say shit? They're just like,
they
you know, whatever.
They do.
Yeah.
How often does Kat be like say like, oh, I fell asleep?
Yeah, but they're not like complaining. You know,
that's
they're like, oh, I'll catch
like,
it next time.
I would have watched the show, but I fell asleep.
Well, you want us to do it earlier?
We could try to do
only
it
when
earlier.
You're on vacation.
Yeah,
is you want to do it earlier?
Yeah, let's do it.
You can
so
go to
can
bed too. We can let you go if you want. You don't have to.
I'll
stay.
Probably go to bed soon. It's 12:30.
Yeah, you've already said that many times. Yeah, it's okay.
12:32 a.m. It's the next day over here.
What's Tuesday looking like over there, Brian?
It's a little warm.
Okay,
you know the sun is going to shine.
Oh, any bugs on the wall or anything today?
Oh, man, no bugs out here.
Oh, that tequila's coming back up.
Is that the same bug bite from last week? That big one on your foot?
No.
Let's get another look at that.
That wasn't a bug bite.
That was the glass, right?
That was the shell.
Oh, no. The shell. It wasn't even glass. It was natural nature. Natural nature.
Yeah, natural nature.
Okay.
It looks
so
funny.
Fuck's wrong with you? Oh, your toes are bent backwards. Okay. I was like, what is wrong with
you? It
your
looks
foot?
Like you lost all your toes.
Yeah.
It looks like Goldmember or the Zohan, where like the foot is like way too high.
Oh my That's god!
Awesome.
Oh,
yeah, still getting bit from mosquitoes.
Are you still, kicking balls in kids' faces?
No, no, they're all the family's gone, so I have no faces to kick balls. Yes.
You're like, hey, Laura, catch.
Yeah. No, yeah, just hanging out here. The whole family reunion thing's over, so it's just Laura and the family out here in the low country.
Yeah.
It's just nothing but, like, storms. Storm trackers, like LA is like earthquake tracker, or like wildfire out here it's just storms. Mm. And it could be like pure, like sunny day, clean, and then boom, rain, like heavy rain.
Do they get tornadoes over there?
No tornadoes, no. Okay. Just storms.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
When are you moving on to your next location?
Oh, yeah.
When are you going to the next state? So next time we see you, you'll be in a different state.
I'll be in another state, yeah.
Okay.
Right now it's Tuesday. Again, it's Monday for you guys. Yeah. It's Tuesday for me.
What time is it over there? You haven't mentioned it yet.
12:34.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for mentioning this.
Where are you going?
And then I'm going to New York.
Hey.
New York.
Oh, we got to talk about Vegas. Are we doing Vegas for Wanger's Vegas, WangerCon, Vegas?
I'm going to Vegas in September. I got to book my rooms.
What room are you staying at? MGM SIG?
I'm not telling anybody.
What's your room number, Christian?
Let's talk about that. Well, they don't give that to me yet.
Yeah, no, they do. Yeah. Yeah, we got to let them
know. I think I'm going to go for like a good like 4 or 5 days in Vegas and just fucking chill.
Fuck yeah, you are. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Are you going to Vegas, Alex?
I got an offer to.
He offered you to go to Vegas, but not your birthday.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Well, hey, that's something. Maybe he was retroactively saying, you know, hey. Because I heard a lot of people are going to Vegas.
Yeah, but I the thing is, I am probably moving out in September, so we'll see. We'll see.
Where are you
moving
to? I can move. Tell us exactly where you're going to move.
Your address. I'm talking. What's your phone number?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be talking with the person I'm going to move out with.
It's me. He's moving in with me.
San Dimas.
He's moving into.
You
our
found
place.
Your nanny.
With we got a nanny.
Oh my god!
I'm hiring Alex. A Filipino got his 1099 ready.
Yeah. White family hires diversity. That's great.
You know,
it's very great. It's very fitting.
Finally, you never see a Filipino nanny anywhere.
No,
never.
Zero. So yeah, you're moving out. Who are you moving out with? Are you friends, brothers, families?
I'd rather keep it secret.
Okay. Can you tell me afterwards?
I'd rather not.
Can
you whisper?
Can you mouth it to me?
Christian Harlow.
A whore. I don't know what do you
No, I'll tell you afterwards.
I don't. Really
I just
know.
I just.
Yeah.
It's not like official yet. Mm-hmm. Just because
tight. Yeah.
We don't know what.
Is it back out here?
Yeah. Just around this area, but still,
they in my apartment complex. Someone just moved out.
Alex, can we hang out before you move? Because you live down by me right now.
That is
now.
Very true.
And I didn't even get to hang out with you. Well,
probably
I,
passed
well,
by your place.
If only you had a party.
Super Bowl party.
I know. I really should have invited that. Sorry about that.
He doesn't invite everybody.
What's the distance? Like how? Like
he's
like
legit 10 minutes. 10, 15 minutes away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Closer.
It took me 30, 40 minutes to drive over there.
Yeah. I feel really bad about that now.
Why do you drive over here every Monday?
No, I feel bad about it.
Oh, yeah. You should. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're busy though.
It's more than convenient. You had good Saturday plans? Don't say nothing. Don't say you didn't do anything.
Well, I mean, you
did
something.
No. Nothing that you wanted to do though. You wanted to hang out with me and stuff.
Little pop.
Definitely wanted to hang out.
Fuck.
With
a little slap and tickle.
Want to hang out tomorrow?
You just want to get it over with. You want to hang out?
Want to go to a bar right now? You can go to Barney's.
Alex, let's go get a drink somewhere. Oh, guy feels I feel terrible. Oh, God. Oh, man.
We're having a drink right now.
Okay.
That's true. But we're working kind of, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's true. We'll hang out soon.
Okay.
Even tomorrow.
Before you move, let's hang out in San Dimas.
We'll hang out in Vegas.
TBD for me. TBD right now. Yeah.
Tips for you?
TBD. I would say.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, maybe not.
We got to get our own blackjack table. We got to get it.
We got to own a fucking. Oh, all dude, of us. I'm going to lose so much fucking money. Amber's going to be
$5 table.
It's going to be great.
Someone donate $100 each again. Put it all on black.
If we can get like $3,000, just put on black and then just go from
there. Just see what happens. You'll fund our next short. We'll just put all that money into a big short film or something. Or just split it evenly and take the money. No, we'll use it for good. I promise. Oh, yeah. Well, hey, we're getting close to that time.
Okay.
Why don't we read some Super Chats and Streamlabs? Because some wonderful people sent us some stuff, which you don't have to do that, by the way. But if you want to, it's there. It means a lot to us. It helps support us here on this channel, on this show, and all the endeavors that we want to do, Caitlin endeavors that we want to do. And if you ever want to help support us here on the channel and do all the things, consider checking out
our patron?
Patreon. Who?
Caitlin Deaver.
Yeah.
Caitlin endeavors.
I can, like, reach out. Anyways, if you ever want to just support us here on this channel, consider checking out our Patreon, patreon.com/wangers. We do movie commentaries. We do a pre-show every single week. We just released a new behind-the-scenes, monthly behind-the-scenes videos. We won't be having a commentary this week, I don't believe.
We're taking the week off,
taking
guys.
Taking the week off.
Life gets in the way sometimes. But
August is a very busy month.
It is.
There's a lot of fucking birthdays in it. Ryan, do you have sound bites? Okay, he's nodding. Okay, he's nodding. So August is pretty busy, but we do what we have planned. I think people are going to love. Stay tuned on the Patreon. Every month we give an update of all the things that we're kind of working on. Patreon. That'll probably be up at some point tomorrow or the next day, letting y'all know what we're working on currently, all of our projects, and the commentaries that we're going to be doing for the month. But if you want to get your fill for commentaries, we did Avatar last week, and it was a lot of fun.
That was a fun commentary.
It was a
very
good one.
Long commentary.
Very long commentary.
But it was
fun.
I'm glad we finally got to that because that was it was a good time.
And happy birthday, Nick.
Yeah.
His
we
birthday
did that
was
for
a,
you, Nick.
His birthday was a month ago. But we got it, Nick. We're getting to it. Yes.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/wangers really help us out here. And if you can't join the Patreon, that's totally fine. Leave a like on this video and leave a comment as well. If you're watching on the playback, leave a comment. I know that there are a lot of lurkers out there, people that have been subscribed and have been watching this show for a while, and sometimes they're just there to watch.
We know you're there.
I know the stats. I've seen the analytics. Okay, I've seen that ass.
And you're just listening. We know you're
sometimes
there.
Just people.
We know you're lurking.
Just need to subscribe. Sometimes people just need to hit that like button. Sometimes people just need to leave a comment saying, "Hey, Cody, I like your shirt stripes." Fuck yeah, dude.
How's it look with the contrasting vertical pattern on the wall behind?
I think it's great. Okay. You look like
I was told that stripes don't look good on camera.
No, it's only when it's like thin stripes. I think.
Is this an okay stripe?
Yeah. Okay. Plus you're white, so you pull it off. Okay.
I was told that plaid doesn't look good on camera either, but I've worn plaid many times on the show.
Yeah.
I was told that God was Santa Claus, but apparently that's
God
not
was
right.
real. Okay, just kidding.
Thank you all so much for joining us and supporting us here on the channel. We are very, very grateful. I know we make jokes. I know we fart. I know we burp into the microphone. I know we pull things out that we're not supposed to during the show, Alex, but all of your support really just brings a smile to all of our faces and brings us many joys. And if you're standing where I'm standing, Alex is very joyful right now.
You guys ever hear about Two in the Pink? One
out of context. So Senior Film sent in a Streamlab. Just sent in a Streamlab just because Senior Film is the greatest. Once again, Senior Film, anytime you're at a bar, some random person just can come up with me. Hey, I'm Senior Film. I'm going to buy that person a fucking drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you a your tab is on us. AJ Lancaster sent us a Streamlab saying, here you go, Cody, because, I guess this is growing up.
Blink-182. I guess this is growing
up. Nice, damn it.
Mm-hmm. I got that song down on guitar, guys.
Woo!
Pretty good.
Nick Reeves donated via Super Streamlab. Cody, another year has passed. Thoughts on life?
You know, guys, life is a beautiful thing. And if you spend too much time thinking about death, then you're not thinking about life.
There it is.
But speaking of which, sorry I didn't get to my thoughts on death this week. Mm. Next week, though, I'll get to those.
Cody, we still have time. I think after...
I feel like it deserves more of a segment, though, than just like a few minutes at the end.
We can't keep fucking doing this, dude.
I know I've been promising it, but we're going to get to it.
You have it in your notes like every week.
I do. I legit do. I do have it on my notes.
We're going to fucking... Sorry, guys. We don't mean to, like, you know, break the ice or kayfabe or whatever the fuck. Cody, we'll talk about this afterwards, okay? Yeah, it's not it at all.
There's no relation.
You know what I mean, though.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about one of my topics. Damn it. That was a good
story. Is it about death? You want to...
No.
Okay.
It was a brief story about my guitar playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hudsonizer donated via stream up. Cody is 29. Next, you're going to be telling me Paul Rudd is in his 50s.
Yes. Do I look good? Is that
I
what's
think
going
you look
on
good.
Here? Do I look
yeah.
good for my age? I don't think I do. I think I've aged a lot. Like
I think ever since, I think, was it Kate that commented on Instagram saying you look like Tig Notaro?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's also true. It's also
you
true.
Don't look like
well, it, no, it was that photo specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
I remember who it was.
Which was it? Is that a Wanger's Instagram?
It was a picture like me and Grant or something, and I was like, I can't unsee
no, I
this.
Think it was I think it was your character breakdown sketch.
That's
I think
what
that's
it was.
The
that's
one.
What it was. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Go check us
it
out.
It was
on
the
Instagram.
Wanger's Instagram, yeah.
Edgar. Oh, I didn't realize sorry, they mentioned that you look Christian like
Ted Cruz. Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we yeah. that was great.
We talked cuz Ken had said people have said that he looks like Ted Cruz in a couple photos too. So
oh yeah, well the long hair and the beard.
Yeah.
Freedom.
High praise. High praise. let's see here. Let's see then. Edgar Hernandez donated via Super Chat. Thank you. Cody Say phone call gauntlet.
Phone call gauntlet.
There it is. There it is. Dance monkey dance. Red Wolf. Oh! Donated via Super Chat saying, Alex, can you please hell hey? Oh, I think he meant yay. I think he meant say. Can you yell hey in a high pitched voice?
Hey!
Nice.
What's that in reference to?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
That's not, hey! A, bit, that's not a bit that you do on
oh,
the show.
Oh, maybe one of your songs, maybe. Okay. Popcorn donated saying, hi, all. Christian, as you know, is my favorite. Did I write this? Is this my fake account? Says Christian, as you know, is my favorite, but Alex is giving Zaddy tonight. Cody, no shade. Can you grow facial hair? Have a good day.
I shaved today.
Oh, you guys notice?
You guys notice?
Yeah,
you see, I shaved the staff. It was really bad on Saturday, which I realized after looking at photos and videos that my stash was not looking good, and I was like, I should have shaved this before. Yeah,
you were a hot mess.
Yeah,
that's what all of us were talking about behind your back.
I bet you were.
April donated via StreamLab. Hey, thank you, April. It's July. It's August. Damn it, I butchered that. Sorry. Are any of you bilingual? If not, what other language would you like to be fluent in if you could? I wish I spoke Spanish. I've thought about taking classes recently just because I feel like I should. My abuelita is always, how many of you know I speak Spanish? I hate you. She always says that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, she doesn't say that at all. But
we're not speaking the language.
Yeah. But every time she's just like, even like, you know, past girlfriends, does she speak Spanish? And it's just like all the time.
Does she speak Spanish?
I don't know that why that came off. That came off. She's Italian, by the way. It was very strange. Alex, what about you? You speak Tagalog?
Tagalog, no, I don't. My parents speak Cebuano, Tagalog, and Ilonggo, which is where my dad's from. Mm. So I don't know which one is which, because they also spoke English, of course. Mm-hmm. So I want to learn any of those. Also, I want to learn French, and also oui. Baguette.
Cody, put it away.
And sign language.
Oh, that would be cool.
Sign language I want to learn more. I know a little bit, but not nearly enough, and I would like to learn more. Christian's now pulling the block here, and he gets a good job. And then I took 2 years of Spanish in high school, but I don't remember anything.
Same.
Yeah.
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 All right, speaking of Spanish, I got to tell this story real quick. So on the East Coast, there's a midpoint. Like, people from New York come down to Florida, I guess, for the summers or the winters. And there's a midpoint. Someone created a place called South of the Border. Look it up. Look up the history of it. There's photos. There's a huge caricature of a bandito on the side of the road. And then there's signs that say, Pedro says south of the border is 10 miles away.
Look at that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a real place.
Wow.
It's so funny.
Oh, wow.
People like visit there. It's a huge tourist attraction. It was created by a Jewish man named Mr. Schaefer. It's so funny. Look up south of the border.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Okay. We know someone who's Jewish, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he has it. I thought about it.
Next week.
If he did, he would have cued it. But yeah.
That's a fun fact. Okay, can't wait to go check that out.
Roxy is Jewish.
Thank you.
Once again, Patreon. Patreon, $3. So that's the
friend of the show, Roxy.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
King Sport Cal donated via Super Chat. What's up, King Sport Cal? Main Chick told me to tell that cute that cutie happy birthday. Oh, side chick likes you.
Mirror Alex.
No? She also saw Alex and was like, who's that? DKR, The Dark Knight Rises, kicks effing ass, Brian. Mother sucks.
Nice.
Your mother
sucks. His mother.
No, he's saying just mother in general. Lowercase mother is what he's saying right there. Well.
Appreciate that, Keith.
Thank you all. Appreciate every single one of you. Yes, one.
Sorry, I don't know if it's out of
left field
to ask about this. Is it okay if we play that music game?
Alex wants to show how big. Show off how big.
Oh, you want? Okay. What are you thinking?
Give me some Arctic Monkeys.
I was thinking about doing Arctic Monkeys. Let's see.
Yeah.
Do you got it, Christian? You want me to do it?
I can do it.
Hold okay.
All right, you have to be connected to Bluetooth.
Yeah, we got the capabilities here. We're good, sweetie. We're good, Brian. Right.
I apologize.
We don't need you here, Brian.
Connect to the Bluetooth.
I'm excited because I would like to know if I could also play this game. Because I was nervous about some of their earlier songs because the song titles are like incredibly long. And I'm like, I don't know if I can get exactly every word. But so the record, I believe, is like, what, 20? Guys, I think 2021.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how many I got, but
this is probably going to go horribly. But I just wanted to give it a shot.
I think the standard is like 10. If you get to 10, you had a good round.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I'm aiming for. I just want to test it.
It's
real
up,
quick.
Buddy.
It's up. I can't hear anything.
Hardcore.
Okay, sorry. I was listening to Shallow before. No, I literally just typed that.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Alex is going with Arctic Monkeys, the music game here.
So Alex is going first?
All right.
No, he'll do it.
You're not going to go?
Can you time it?
Yeah, I'll turn. Yeah. I got you. Right. I'll keep
Alex
score
is going to guess Arctic Monkey songs. Brr.
Right, oh, here we go.
Okay. All right.
All right, this is going to go horribly. Let's try
you got
this
a
out.
Minute on the clock. Ready?
Okay. You got a minute to win it.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh. As soon as he guesses the first one?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Are You Mine?
Yep.
I know it.
Brick by Brick?
Yep.
I Want to Be Yours?
Yep.
Tranquility Basin Hotel?
Yep.
Hotel and
Casino. Oh, Casino.
Old Yellow Bricks?
Yep.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Who the fuck are Arctic Monkeys?
Yep.
He's doing great. Oh, Alice.
I thought I said you had the Cornerstone.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun,
ooh, da, da, it's a tough one.
Teddy Picker.
Yep.
Nice.
Don't Sit Down for the Movie Chair.
Yep.
I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor.
Yep.
So who is that girl that when the sun goes down?
Yep.
Sorry. 10 seconds.
Skip.
Oh.
I can't pull her. Arabella.
Yep.
Time.
That
Brian
was
Storm.
Our guy got 12 there.
Oh, it was Brian Storm, but it was live.
Brian Storm live.
Well done, sir.
See,
you
wait,
got 12.
Cody, I want to see. Can you do it?
I mean, you got most of my favorite songs. Is that Cornerstone? Oh my goodness. I don't think I can do as many as 12.
I got a B-side on that one.
What the? Who the fuck are the Arctic Monkeys? Yeah, that was a good call.
Would you have gotten that one?
No. No, but I think you missed a certain romance. I want to say was one of the ones that you skipped. Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
No, it was off of a Favorite Worst Nightmare.
The one that you skipped was?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that was Do Me a Favor then. Yes. That you skipped there. Yeah, that's what it was.
Brian, did you know any of those songs?
No.
Neither did I.
They're a good band, guys.
Favorite band ever.
Arctic Monkeys are a great band. Mm. Yeah, they're my top four. They're my Mount Rushmore bands.
Number one.
Whoa. Yeah, who are your Mount Rushmore? Go.
You got Blink, you got Arctic Monkeys, you got The Strokes, and you got Block Party. Those are my four faves.
Alex?
No Postal Service, Brian.
Arctic Monkeys, Muse, Foo Fighters, and The Strokes.
Whoa, Brian, four horsemen, go.
Slipknot, Trivium, Metallica, Korn, I don't know.
Korn. Oh, man, Korn would be fun.
No way.
Oh, God.
Mine, by the way, is Avenged Sevenfold, System of a Down, Parkway Drive, and Killswitch Engage.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Guys, we hit the 20-year anniversary of the Strokes' Is This It record last week. I brought that up in the Discord, and no one mentioned anything when I brought it up.
Any idea what you're talking about?
I was like, guys, 20 years since one of the greatest albums of all time came out. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys heard
it?
You guys
Soma.
Soma's on that.
Mm, yeah. I love Rama.
Yeah. Good movie.
Brian.
Yeah.
As we wrap things up, do you have sound bites? You want to do sound bites with us?
I do. Yeah. Okay. I'll try it out.
Alex, you want to say all these people's names? These are wonderful Patreon peeps that pledge to us at a certain tier every single month. They get a shout out every single show. So if you want to hear your name on this show, you got to pay us money. Corporate greed. Yeah.
That's a good bite. Pulled out. Yeah. Corporate greed.
We do appreciate every single one of you that absolutely support us because, you know, we are just a bunch of
part of our family
people that want to make stuff. All right, Brian, Alex is going to say a name and then you're going to play a soundbite.
Sing it?
Oh.
You say say?
Say it.
No, no, Brian, Brian has soundbites. We don't have to worry about saying it.
Yeah. So go ahead. Go ahead, is it? Start the go ahead.
Aaron J. Lancaster. Roxy is Jewish.
Patreon.
Aaron Woodley.
What's that little asshole's name?
Alec M.S. Young.
I can't believe nobody's saying the name of the little fucker.
Fucker.
Alexis Lopez.
What's the name of that little fuck?
Anthony Marrera.
Big blastin' cocks.
Arcadio Castellanos.
Go, did you... Make sure you bought a Coca-Zola.
Axel the Hungry Hippo.
Handies during the panties. Make sure you're sanitized.
Billy Storley.
Oh my God, my dick is shriveled.
Bobby Mitchell.
I.
Robot. Brian King.
I.
Go ahead.
Robot! Brian Arsenault.
Yes, I was young.
Chris Jones.
But you can suck my balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cindy Perez.
Hi, Cindy.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Hey, ladies. Claire Stefan.
Fuck me in the ass.
Cody Watson.
All right. You're such a dick, it's hilarious.
Connor Kennedy.
Oh, man, it's on the tip of my ass.
DJ Red Hot Cox.
What's up?
Edith underscore MS Petit.
Is it longer?
Elena Marie 10.
I don't remember that one.
The fuck, dude?
Say it again? What was that one?
The fuck, dude?
Emmanuel Fuentes.
What does the fox say? I don't know.
Enrique Cabrales.
Think of them as countries, dumbass.
Gabriel J. Leyba.
Yeah, well, nyctophobia is the fear of the dark.
Giorgio Miraflor.
I hid from my family one time.
Hernan Sebastian.
You're such a loser. It's hilarious.
James Chesney.
What do you smell, a hot dog?
James Lavario.
Can I get a pound of meat?
Jason Harvey. John Nodo.
No.
My Fisto.
Joseph Tanana.
Dick, 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 dick.
JP Beerler. Beeler.
There you go.
TikTok, make it rock, suck my cock.
Carl Soderbeck.
Now listen, homo.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
God damn it. No.
Delete that
one.
That's
not
what he said.
The guy's name was Homo Erectus. Now use that as the soundbite instead.
Gosh.
Kimberlia.
The black holes?
Hey! Hey!
He was referring to.
I was referring to science.
I mean, Kyle Johnson.
Yeah, you were. Anatomy.
They have titties.
Maris Thornton.
Girls have titties?
What?
Mark Murdoch.
He's taking their titties out.
No, before that, you sounded like you were like 10 years old. And you were oh no,
Matthew Picard.
Girls have titties?
Mike Austin.
We can't.
Titties. Oh, my mom texts me. She's home.
Oh, no, Brian, no.
Michael Bittner.
Oh, mama.
Nathan Heredia.
Oh, my mom.
It's a race.
Nick Reeves.
Touch my face, Christian.
Nick Wade.
Big dick energy.
Paul Acton.
Because we're whores.
Yeah, we are. Ramon Koch.
Cock.
Yeah. Okay.
Ramon Koch. Real Snacks Attacks.
Please, Daddy.
Robert Gerbig.
She was 12.
Referring to Pocahontas.
Ruben E25.
He had a big ass dick and a hurricane tongue.
Samantha Leah Mendoza.
Come in his mouth.
Sang Lei.
A white dude. His name was John.
Sean Wingblade.
Of course, lick my balls.
Senor Film.
Because you gave me all your pussy.
Space Wolf Lounge. Oh, Space Wolf Lounge.
All back.
Steak Sauce.
I had respect for you, lady.
Terry Stockwell.
When I met you last night, baby.
Terry G.
Cocoa Puff Sweet Bitches.
There it is.
Thaddeus Maximus.
I meet bitches. Discreet bitches. Street bitches / Cocoa Puff Sweet Bitches. What?
Yeah. What? Three more. TJ Jones.
IEO Dog.
Tyler Eklund.
Nah, I'm just playing. Lest you say I can.
And last one, Zach McCorkodale.
And I'm known to be a real nasty man.
Thank you, Alex. And thank you all so much.
That's a lot of names.
All of you. God, man. So stupid. Fucking, except saying titties.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for joining us here on this episode of The Wanger Show. This is episode 231. We appreciate every single one of us. Please be sure to subscribe. Hit that like button. Leave a comment down below. If you've never leave a comment below, we want to hear from you. We love the lurkers. We love the perkers. We love the
workers.
Workers
that are out there working hard.
Working hard. Making that minimum. I don't know. I'm sorry.
And the jerkers.
Stay out there. Just yanking the chains. Thank you all. Appreciate you. Check out Patreon. Subscribe to the channel. Check out our other videos. Do all the things. Check out Alex. Follow Alex on Twitter at Alex Marzonia. Right?
Marzona. Just regular Marzona.
Just Marzona?
Yeah.
Okay. You can find the link in the fucking description. And you can also find his link tree where all of his Muzak is. You got anything coming up, bro?
I do want to talk to you about that after this.
But not on the show?
Not on the show.
Not on the show.
But okay. I got some stuff coming out.
Okay.
Check it out. Linktree.marzona. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's down there.
Yeah, it's down there. I'm going to go take a piss. Jesus Christ.
Are you leaving or?
Yeah, I'll leave right now.
You're leaving? Okay. Yeah. Okay, Brian.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Go check out Brian. He's taking a piss. Oh, my God. It's just me.
That was perfect.
All right.
That couldn't have ended better.
Thank you all so much. Appreciate every single one of you. Cody, are you ready to hit the music?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Fuck.
Bye, Brian.
I do have to take a pee-pee.
Yeah.
You want to go at the same time?
Let's go at the same time. Sword fight.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell me who leaves the fucking lid up.
Oh, yeah. After the show, we'll tell you. There was someone who has been in this new studio who left the toilet seat up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, Alex, it's not you. You just got here.
Wait a minute.
I don't think you've taken a piss.
I went once. Pee today. Oh, you did? Okay, maybe it was you. You never know. But the answer is going to be revealed eventually, as well as my thoughts on death are going to be revealed eventually again.
We're going to have to fucking talk about that, dude. I'm getting sick of this shit. Go ahead.
You can't rush art and you can't rush a beautiful piece of content.
It's been months, dude. You've had so much time to... Sorry. I'm sorry, Alex.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No. I had an existential crisis the day after my birthday. It was intense.
Okay, we don't have time to talk about it.
Next time
I
want
to talk about it.
No. Be sure to go check out other episodes of Wanger Show. Go check out Wangers Plus, Patreon, subscribe, do all that shit.
Okay.
Sorry, Alex. Go ahead and say it, but go ahead, talk.
Yeah, I was just thinking,